Hey, guys, how about we do a cold open where we're all cold?
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
Hello!
Hey, everybody!
What's going on?
And every lady.
How are you doing?
Well, whatever pronoun you wish to be called.
Leave a comment saying how you're doing in the blog post. Like, comment, and subscribe if you're doing well.
You can't.
This is another Ragnarok actual play, and today we are playing more Dungeon World.
It's called Apocalypse World.
Today we're playing Apocalypse World.
Maybe you should be the one doing it.
Abort! Abort! Abort!
Guys, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not all there. So if I suddenly turn into an elf druid, that's why.
And Teros is pretty badass. I think he can help us out with this.
And he's immortal, so
that won't die.
Well, he's not a god, though.
No.
He'll just appear in this universe and be like, you assholes remind me of another bunch of assholes that I know.
I'm surrounded by assholes.
Yup.
All right, why don't we take it away, Chris, the orchestra leader.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another...
All right, the quintet leader.
Ragnarok actual play.
Hooray!
Yay!
Yay! Impressive.
Is there more?
Yes.
Today we're playing...
I already said that part.
Say it again.
Said it out of order.
Oh, that's fine. Whatever
you want to do. The characters, I guess, right?
Give a little recap.
Recap.
Okay. What does everyone remember from last time?
That's Ed's
Someone fell on Will's car.
Yeah.
Barbarossa finally got to murder.
Flywheel died.
Yeah, we sent Flywheel out with the flare gun that we recovered from Dave's corpse. By the way,
Dave died.
Yeah, Dave... Barbarossa shot Dave, and Dave fell off a building. Onto Humphrey's car, Sheila.
We named after the daughter of the person he just destroyed.
Yeah, and the woman he participated in the gang rape of?
Yes.
Was she gang raped to death?
No. She's still alive out there somewhere. She harbors a secret loathing, probably an open loathing.
It's not
a very secret loathing for Will.
Maybe she like Barbarossa.
Secretly, I hate all those people who gang raped me.
But I'm never going to tell
murdered my father in front of me.
She hates Humphrey. She hates the whole.
She hates all the motherfuckers.
I'll still smile to their
Humphrey
faces.
As a member.
Well, not anymore.
Who is driving the car?
And you were also the one. You were also the one who killed her father.
Yeah.
So you have a special place in her hatred.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened? Flywheel drove out to the desert to see if the Mendes, the Daves and the Thomases and
I hadn't pictured this as a desert. Are we in a desert?
I always kind of pictured a desert,
but it doesn't have to be.
No, it's like a city.
On purpose,
like,
Dave Thomas.
I always pictured kind of more like a city.
That on purpose.
Because we have a...
we have figure that out.
We have
maybe like a ruined city. Piles of rubble and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I pictured.
All right, so we sent Flywheel out into the piles of rubble to see if the Mendes were coming.
I pictured a desert. I'm leaving.
It could be a desert. There could be streets in a desert.
Maybe it's a city in a desert.
Could be like New Mexico. Kind of suburbs with...
It's just been years and desert
industrial parks
over.
Or whatever.
It's Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, I don't know.
Albuquerque.
Yeah, I only say New Mexico because I was watching Better Call Saul.
We sent Flywheel out to spy on the Mendes, and he fired off his flare really quick, so we think that they're coming... and he died? Did he die?
No, he wasn't the one that fought.
Someone captured him and cut his head off, and
his
then
head
was
on his
that's
body
right.
anymore. So,
So you guys did recover the head, but not the rest of him.
There was a Dave and Amendi who tried to invade the plaza.
We don't know. They wanted to talk.
Yeah,
and but then Barbarossa just shot.
No. Then Meyer ran out to shoot
right.
them.
Because they killed Flywheel.
Yeah, because they killed Flywheel. And yeah. then the Dave tried to get away.
Oh,
so
yeah.
then Barbarossa shot him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now we're debating on what we should do, if we should go after them.
And then
them
Uncle
or...
Daddy fucked it. Uncle Daddy fucked everything, yeah.
Yeah.
He fucks, that's what he does.
So he lives for.
He hasn't fucked me.
How do you know that?
I'm sure.
All right.
Are you sure?
Character?
Did you ask? You guys want to introduce your characters now? Starting with Will?
Oh, wow. Sure, I'm Will, and I'm playing Humphrey Washer. He is the driver of this group of miscreants, or whatever you want
I'm
to call
not,
them.
You don't drive me.
What?
I have a motorcycle.
All right, fine. I don't drive you. What else I got to mention?
I should read your look.
Oh, yeah, I wear I wear Hawaiian shirts, jeans. I've got two cars, a Jeep Grand Cherokee. It's pretty nice looking, and then I have Sheila, the 4x4 Ford, the four-wheel drive Ford F-350.
Mildly dented.
mildly dented.
It was just a slight corpse indentation.
Repairing
it.
So now it's pretty good, because you're a good mechanic as well.
So, with the giant fucking gun on it, in its bed.
Alright. Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
I am playing Nurse Sin. She is the brainer of this outfit. she is of ambiguous gender. She wears clinical wear. She has a sweet face and dead eyes and a soft body. She wears a nurse's outfit, and she carries around a little doctor's bag with candy in it and her violation glove. She gives people fucked up brain treatments that keep them loyal to Grandma Vega and make them do whatever else she wants them to do.
Oh, yeah, and my character hates her.
No, he has a negative relationship with her.
No, pretty much hate her now.
I mean, I think that hatred would probably be a legitimate response to getting brain raped.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, as Omega pointed out in the comments, technically the move I used against you was to seduce you, not to trick you into... So there, we might have had sex first before I realized that you did all this awful shit.
I think you can seduce a person without having sex.
Yeah, true.
Nope. Alex can't.
Alex has to take it all the way.
I know that from experience.
Yeah, two things part one with Alex.
So yeah, that's me.
Hello, I'm Eric. My character is named Fountain's Want Vision. She's a lady. She wears formal vestments. She has a determined face, mesmerizing eyes, and a graceful body. She's the hocus of the group, and she's the leader of a cult called the Scenery, which has been causing some problems, but also causing some not-problem parties for everyone. And they're currently on a membership drive. Because the more, the merrier.
They're waiting for Calligraphy's beat to drop.
That's correct.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing the chopper of the group. my name is Half Pint. I'm a dude, but I look ambiguous. And I got a cool... I'm kind of... My face is a little busted up because I like to fight. And I'm pretty kind of wiry. And then I have some cool... I got some nice cool biker gangs that... Sadly, we are down one member, and Half Pint is currently grieving over.
Alright, and I am Alex. I am playing Barbarossa, the gunlugger. She is a woman wearing custom homemade armor. She has a scarred face and cunning eyes and a battered body. You will see her carrying around her machine gun named Slaughterfucker, her shotgun named Rape Shack, and her grenade tube named Staples. And she likes to kill things and is looking forward to getting an opportunity to do so.
Because for most of the first three sessions, she only got hugs.
Yep. No, she killed some. So I was listening to her. She killed like one or two people.
Yeah, she did.
It's not the same.
But they were just defenseless.
Yeah.
She killed the person right at the beginning of the first game. Right?
Yeah, and...
Yeah.
Yep.
What's his face? The guy who was eating that other guy later on.
Yeah, but those don't count.
They just kind of looked up at you, doe-eyed.
Yeah. I killed Ice Knights.
I mean, basically all this stuff.
Twice, twice.
All this twice, stuff. Twice.
No, you killed Rourke.
Rourke was eating twice.
And you killed Rourke.
Oh, because Rourke was eating twice, because he was so nice.
They named him once.
They ate him once.
Right. So, what do you guys think Grandma Vega is like when Grandma Vega fights?
Terrible. That's why she has all these fighters for her.
I'm going to say this. Grandma Vega, I have already decided, is kind of a badass. So, does fight.
Oh.
And if you guys want...
I'm going to say it's like drunken style.
It could
but
be
like high drunken
I was thinking that he might, instead of wearing armor, just wear nothing but a towel around his neck. Like a cape. And nothing else.
Yeah.
So... That was my one thought, but I will leave the rest up to you.
Has two katanas.
Two katanas?
Since Grandma Vega is always drumming with the glow stick on his desk, maybe he has a weird, like, rhythm that he keeps by like, banging the blades together and slicing them against each other, and he always slices people on beat.
Okay.
So go but cut.
So it's like a dance. It's a
it's like
fighting.
A dance based fighting style.
It's unpredictable. You can't really
right, and it weirds the shit out of people.
Yeah. Okay, and naked also.
Yeah. Naked except for a towel wrapped around his neck like a cape.
Okay,
and the glow stick is tied around his penis.
No,
the towel. Why you got to go there?
The towel is covering the most erogenous zone of him, his neck.
Does he have an added level? Does he not?
We don't know.
Hard to tell. All right.
There's no way we can tell what gender he is if we can't see his ass. Oh, the dick.
All right, Eric, roll your beginning of the game move. I don't think anyone else has one.
Beginning of the game, roll plus fortune. I always forget where I have written my plus four. There it is. Seven. On 7 to 9, we have surplus, but choose one want.
So you get one barter.
Let's see. Oh, I have a lot of barter now. Where's the list of wants?
It's savagery and hunger, I think, for yours.
They're there. Okay. Hunger.
Hunger. Okay. You guys are running out of food again.
Not me. I think I'm self-sufficient.
Yes.
From your last party.
You guys are self-sufficient. My
I don't think I ever roll a 10 on that.
No.
Alright. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, how much time has passed since the last session?
I was going to say pretty much none.
Okay.
You guys kind of said you were going to maybe call a war council. Not exactly at the end of the game, but near it. So, I don't know. You guys want to do that?
We can start.
Yeah.
I'm picturing, like... we get together in one of the old Akatomi boardrooms. We're all just sitting there, and Grandma Vega comes in with his fucking towel wrapped around his neck, drumming with his swords, and...
Okay, so... We'll go back a little bit. You guys are going to call the War Council.
Mm-hmm.
There are dead bodies out in front of the house, out in front of Akatomi Plaza. Someone has a pet alligator that needs to be fed.
Yep, I do.
Yeah. You might want to do something about that.
Oh, yeah, so I'm going to take those body parts.
Well, they're pretty much intact. Mm. There's only one other person, I think, that might want the body part.
Dibs on the bodies.
Too. Right?
What?
I call dibs on the bodies.
Want the bodies.
Don't worry about it.
Is this about the thing in the basement I'm not supposed to ask about?
Yeah. It gets hungry.
It gets hungry.
Nothing.
No, everything gets hungry. I get hungry, you get hungry.
It's nothing in the basement, and don't worry about it. I have nothing in the basement, don't worry about it. It
just gets hungry. The basement gets hungry.
I just gotta bring these, I'm gonna cut them up and feed, and I'm just gonna bring this to the basement, and it's...
Then half pint, you don't need to explain it to us, we get it. We get the picture, we understand.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
Don't.
He's got something in the basement that he's going to cut up those body parts and feed to.
Oh. What is it?
It's nothing.
We're not supposed to know.
But we do. What do I do now? I know something I'm not supposed to. Hell, I forget it.
Drugs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're still sort of hallucinating a bit there. You know what? Something hungry in the basement? Really funny. Maybe it will eat you, and then you'll die screaming in pain.
That's not funny, though.
No, but you're laughing.
All right. I guess it is funny.
That's not funny. Why would that be
I'm going to feed these bastards to the...
to Lucy.
Flywheel. Because he loved feeding that guy.
So how are you getting the bodies down there? The Mendes are way bigger than you.
I have a bunch of people.
What's his name?
Some of the boys.
Have a gang.
He does.
Some of my gang will help me out.
Knowing you, it's a pet. What's its name?
Dipstick.
No, its name is...
I thought there was a dipstick already.
No.
That's my dog.
That's my dog.
Oh. Well, that's why I recognize that name.
Yeah.
Luciosity.
A Luciosity?
How do you spell Luciosity?
I don't know. You guys don't know how to spell.
He's never had to spell it. He just said it.
I know, but I'm going to write it down so we don't forget. L-U-C-I-T-Y?
Yeah.
Luciosity.
I think it's I-O.
I-O?
I think. Yeah.
What a beautiful name.
Sorry, start over.
L-U-C-H-I-O-S-I-T-Y.
Luciosity.
Luciosity, okay.
Such a lovely name.
I don't even know.
Luciosity's hungry. I gotta feed it.
Who's Luciosity? Oh, you're talking about Luciosity. Oh.
DJ, don't worry. Go back to your drugs.
Well, you don't have to tell me twice.
We need to get being a war council
twice.
To deal with the
I
Mendes.
I missed twice.
Hey,
Did Luciosity eat twice? No, I remember seeing what happened to twice.
Barbarossa, you said that... That it'll take more than a day to get to the Wendy's. However, they got here more than... less than a day. So it means... Like,
they're
closer.
Already on their way.
Well, maybe they have like a, I don't know, maybe like they're hiding out somewhere, like close by.
This is something we need to discuss in a war council.
Okay. Oh, I don't like war.
Well, then you don't have to come.
Save the world.
All right, well, I'll be right there during the council, but it's going to take me a couple minutes to, well, maybe not now, because I can't trust my, listen, I lost one boy, like, I'm not going to lose my other guys, so I'm going to be them supervising. So, because... Listen, the heart can't take another loss. I might have a tough exterior, but an interior. I'm a lover.
Okay.
Who do we need for the War Council, Barbarossa?
All of us. Grandma Vega. Other NPCs whose names I don't remember.
Dillo.
Dillo.
Excuse me? Here. I got the list. You probably want Grandma Vega. Yeah. Dillo is the second in command. Maybe Bill Mad, because he's probably going to have to deal with anyone who gets hurt.
He might like Doug. Doug is very smart. Always has good ideas.
Oh, yeah, he's smart.
He did make our latrines.
You might want Spectre.
Wisher and Kettle, because they went out on
the
raiding party.
That is Bill Matt.
No. Bill Matt is the doc, yeah. And
Bruce Wynn is the rations officer. I don't think you need her, though.
No.
Bruce Wynn. Him.
Is that Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne.
I think that's about it.
Don't need Humphrey?
Yeah, we should go get him.
He's got the artillery.
Yeah, he's going to have to drive us out there.
So, Barbarossa.
Yes?
Nightmute is making a beeline toward you.
What is it, Nightmute?
All right, now Nightmute can only pantomime to you.
Right.
Yeah.
So, kind of points at you.
Me.
And then, very angry, doing this.
He shakes his finger.
Points at him.
Saying, you're mad at me? I'm mad at you.
He gestures.
I'm maybe him. Mad at you.
He points.
Shoot.
Aims a gun and shoots.
Gun talk.
It's pointing to
argument.
You got into a fight with someone.
Oh
my love charades!
Are you saying? Are you asking if I'm still mad at you because you knew about the Daves?
Kinda.
I'm not still mad at you, and I'm not going to shoot you. It was good that I yelled at you?
It's good that you shot.
You want me to shoot? You want me to shoot you?
No.
Well, all right.
Are you happy you shot the guy? See, that's why we're best friends. He's happy you shot the guy.
You're happy I shot the Dave?
He investigates. He saw him sneak. Heard something.
He was listening and sneaking around and spying. Dave was spying on us. And I shot him. And that was good.
One word.
One shot.
You shoot, good. You shoot good.
Bitch.
Okay, I walk away.
Okay.
What was he trying to say?
I'm not telling you that. That was very important.
Wait, he's my number one. Do I understand him, though?
I don't know. Did you understand him?
I understood him.
What did he?
Well, what did he say?
I don't know. What did you get out of my...
You should make a move. I don't know.
He's my gang. I probably understand him.
Yeah, you could probably try to read a person.
Yeah, that makes things like. I think it would be more sense if Barbarossa read a person.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, listen, tell me what the fuck you're trying to say.
Do you have sharp? Don't forget if you have sharp highlighted.
I don't.
Get to, okay.
But I got
the marquee.
Read a person.
Hold one. How could I get your character to make fucking sense?
That's what we should have asked. I mean, you're gonna just have to keep asking questions.
I'm gonna get a pen and a piece of paper.
We already established that he's
illiterate.
He's
illiterate. Okay, do it again. Me.
You.
Scolded
angry.
You.
Him.
For not talking. But you were listening. But Dave was listening.
Dave was spying. Spying.
Right.
Spying. We said that one
before.
Yeah,
we got that already.
Right. He's spying on someone else, too?
You want us to send you to go spy on them because you can't talk?
He's pointing.
What is he pointing at?
A person.
Who?
Doberman.
Who's Doberman?
In the raiding party.
Okay.
So Doberman.
He's also
he's
a Doberman is a spy.
Too.
You want
Doberman.
Me to kill him? How do you know he's a spy? You saw him.
Oh, dude, Nightmare don't know everything. That's why he's number one. Number one.
I like him. He's fun.
Right.
We should invite him to the next party, DJ.
Yes! Oh, he wants to come. Is that okay with you, Half-Pint?
Yeah, it's fine. I don't care.
Oh,
I want
right.
to go to something anyway. I want to do a lot of drugs so I can forget about Flywheel dying.
Oh, we have plenty.
I'm going to get real fucked up. I'm going to get so fucked up, I'm going to probably fuck another girl without being named.
Tugs on Barbarossa's shoulder. Points at Doberman.
You want me to fuck him?
He's fucking something. Oh, they put his...
You want me to shove a gun up his ass open?
That's very violent. Don't do that at the party if you come.
He wants you to fuck him up.
Like this.
Mm-hmm. All right, he wants you to fuck him up pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I take out Rape Shack, which is my shotgun, and I sling it over my shoulder, and I walk over to Doberman. Doberman.
Doberman turned around. Hey, what's up, Barbarossa?
I hear you've been spying on us for the Mendes.
No. And he pulls out a knife and tries to stab you.
No, don't kill him. We can torture him.
I didn't say I was going to kill him. I'm just going to, shoot him in the leg and make it go off.
Kill him in the dick?
Nah, we'll choose someone.
Leave that for later, because then we can really torture him.
No, I'm gonna go hard. Or was it go aggro?
Seize by force is what I think.
That's the one.
He's over here, so let's stop using them.
Ah, my leg!
To secure my leg.
But a coma.
Eric's favorite coma.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna seize by force.
Considering your body gave it to you.
Hard.
It knew.
Just knew.
Eric will love this.
That's a 10.
So choose 3.
So, I take definite hold of it, which in this case is him.
Okay.
I suffer little harm.
Okay.
And I impress, dismay, or frighten my enemy. So I'm thinking he. So this is what I do instead of shooting him. So he comes at me with a knife. I grab his arm, snap it, and then take the knife and jab it into his leg so he falls down.
I say you dismay him. Just goes, oh man!
That's pretty dismaying.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a knife on their sheet, or do I have to look up how much damage?
Knife
one harm
is two harm.
Two harm.
Two harm.
At least minus two harm.
Only more badass. You just grab the knife.
I did.
He did.
And then after breaking his arm.
Well, no, I mean, grab the knife in your hand. And just go try it again. That would be intimidating.
I'm a shadow.
I think breaking his arm and stabbing him with his own knife is pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
I
have a machete.
All right, so we'll say two damage for that. So yeah, he crumples to the ground. He's fuck your leg.
Well, now I'm sure he was spying.
Mm.
He wouldn't have attacked you otherwise, right? Do you normally attack people you're not spying on?
Come here and find out!
I wouldn't advise it.
I could find out from back here.
He reaches into his leg and pulls the knife out.
I'm holding the knife.
Oh. Hey, there's a button on the knife.
I'm not going to press it.
Okay.
I am going to twist it a little bit, though. How long have you been spying?
Do better.
Well, you can answer my questions now, or I can let Nurse Sin have a crack at you.
You'll get a candy afterwards.
Or I can add a sweet tooth.
Or I can feed you to Luciosity.
We're all dying to meet Luciosity.
I don't know what that word means.
None of us do.
You got flywheel killed, you son of a bitch.
I'm gonna pick him up and start dragging him to Sin's workshop.
He screams.
Oh, I can do it right here, dear.
I want to make sure he's strapped down.
I'm going to avert my eyes.
Fair enough. I will follow.
I'm gonna stay and start cutting up the bodies. They go, guys.
I'll go get Humphrey.
Okay.
I'm gonna stay back and let Sin and Barbarossa do it. I think they're competent women.
Let's go to Humphrey and Bound Watt Vision for a minute. You're gonna go get Humphrey.
I'm right in my car, hammering the dent out.
You just finished.
Done.
Perfect. A bird shits on it. God fucking damn it. Clean it off. Perfect. You're Bound Watt awesome.
Humphrey.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, good. Hello.
Your car seems to be doing all right.
Yeah.
I heard there was a mighty crash from it before.
Yeah, yeah. It took a while to clean up and everything, but
you could barely tell a corpse landed on it.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, I gotta say. Sheila's doing pretty good.
Yes. Do you like war? Because I don't.
War.
War. What is it good for?
Huh.
Not a whole lot. Not much, right? But the rest of the group has a much different opinion about it.
Well, I mean, I'm not really for war.
So you're against war.
I'm not against it.
Oh, so you're for war.
I'm not for it.
So you're against it.
Okay.
That's
wonderful. I'm for defending what you believe in and defending your home.
Well, yes, the home is very important.
Well, this is my home, so if something's happening to my home, I'm willing to defend it.
All right. That's good, I guess. Maybe. Partially.
Okay.
Without the violence, hopefully. But if the violence has to come, I don't want to look at it. But, I digress. We're having a council.
What kind of council?
A war council!
Oh.
It's not my favorite kind of council.
They want me there, right?
They want us all there.
Okay, then.
I don't want to be there.
Then don't go
there. No, I'm going to.
Okay.
Because they want me there.
All right, then.
And part of my name, want is in my name.
Yes, it is.
So I have to be there.
Okay.
I'll be found. There. Found is also part of my name. Are you coming?
Yes, I'll be there.
Good.
What time?
Now. I think.
Good.
Now? Mm. Are we? Now?
When we're done interrogating. Well, Sid and I have to brain fuck this guy. Meyer has to chop up some body parts and feed them to his alligators.
Very,
so like an hour.
Very soon, in about an hour, we have to. Sin and Barbarossa are interrogating a spy.
You see, when you mention Sin, you see like my eye twitch.
Are you all right? My eye sometimes twitches a little bit too. It's annoying. I don't like it.
Dinosaur.
Just don't mention. The nurse.
Why not?
She's
very helpful.
I think
don't.
Sometimes when people are sick, she helps. Sometimes. Other things she does, I don't like to watch.
So you think.
Neither do I.
Well.
Okay. So
that's all. Just well. So you're coming.
Yes.
In an hour.
In an hour.
Because they have to interrogate the spy.
Right.
And Half Pint has to chop up the dead people for his basement.
I just look.
Luciosity lives there. I don't want to know what Luciosity is.
All right, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and I'll be there in an hour.
Okay, I'll wait.
You're going to wait? Okay.
I have nowhere else to be right now.
I walk to the bathroom.
Well, you're about to leave, and your radio, your walkie-talkie goes off.
Oh.
It's Grandma Vega. Hey, man, Humphrey, just got to make sure you know...
Hi, Grandma Vega!
He can't hear you because he's talking.
It's on radio.
That there's a war council meeting in an hour. Just make sure you get there, man.
Tell Grandma Vega I said hi!
Found one vision. Already told me about it. Thank you.
I'll be there in an hour. And the other part.
Well, we're out. Oh, and we'll find one, but just as high.
Thank you.
Humphrey, you know the rules. You do not say something after over and out. That's the end. I expect an apology.
No,
over and out.
Now he's not going to get my message. Thanks a lot.
This has happened to you before. Grandma Vega really takes that talking after the over seriously. You should probably apologize if past instances are.
Sorry. It's over and out.
Now you can apologize. Hi.
Well, that's better, Humphrey. I hope to see you in an hour. All is forgiven. Over and out.
Good. Hold on. Found One Vision says hi.
Hi, Grandma Vega!
Just so you know, he doesn't care if you don't say over and out,
but if you say over and out and then say something else, he gets very angry. I'm going to write that down. All right, brain rape your hair.
Oh, no, I just thought that, like, he just wants you to sit over and out after every...
No, you sit over and out over. And then continue talking. Like, that's over. Not what over and out means.
Oh. Over and out's done. It's over. Yeah. You say over.
All right, then over. Well, I don't say that. I give him that radio that he can speak.
Is there anything I could do to help in here while you're in the bathroom?
You can say hello to Grandma.
Hi, Grandma Vega.
Over and out is ending the conversation.
I want.
Over is...
Found.
I go.
Found. Want.
Any of them are okay.
Can't wait to see you, man.
Yes. I told him that we're going to have a war council, even though I don't want to have a war council, but, you know, I'll still be there.
Good. Listen, I gotta go put on my battle armor. I'll see you there.
Oh, okay. Have fun. Over and out.
Okay.
See, that's how you...
Brain rage, you're
I'm in the bathroom.
I strap him down to the table for Sin.
All right.
Your thing.
Sin puts on her violation glove, and she's gonna deep brain scan him.
Hold on. Mark a creep...
Good. Fucking snake eyes.
Great. So instead of learning something, what terrible thing do you project onto it?
What I'll do to him?
something that I've done, or...
Yes.
Okay.
I'll give you... I told you to have one specifically for one of the player characters, and one specifically for Bill Mad. If you want, you can do the Bill Mad one for him as well.
Oh, God. I completely forgot. I think...
Guess you're going to make one up now.
Yeah.
You're allergic to broccoli. But knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
So when Sin was a little girl, she had a thing for candy, which is why she gives everybody lollipops.
Me too.
And at some point, she's about maybe like 8 or 9 years old. You know, maybe even younger than that. Maybe like 4 or 5. She's asking someone for candy. I'm picturing like this is like a flashback scene. Everything's washed out except for like the watermelon flavored lollipop or whatever. She's asking an adult, maybe one of her parents, we're not sure, and they tell her, no, you can't have the candy unless you behave. And this is how she discovered her brainer powers, because she shouted at them, give me the candy right now, and... projected her mind powers upon that adult. But because she was a kid and she didn't know her own mental strength, she killed that person.
Oh.
So, like, I'm picturing maybe not quite a scanner's head explosion, but...
I think I got it. You give me the candy! And the face just kind of goes blank for a second, and then a little bit of blood starts running out of their nose and out of each of their ears, and then they just slump over. And Sin walks over and takes the candy.
Yeah. We'll say that it's a woman.
Okay. So that's what you project.
That's what
onto
what,
Doberman.
Doberman gets.
Didn't get anything, did you, bitch?
He's blocking me.
Anything we could do about that?
Increase the flow.
I have some receptivity drugs I can administer, and then try that again. If
you have any watermelon candy,
Barbaros, would you shut him up, please?
I punch him.
I don't need him to be
very
conscious.
Hard.
I don't need him to be conscious for this.
Out? All right.
Probably.
Let's say you punch him like 3 times before he passes out.
He's missing his teeth.
Then he's just kind of snoring through his mouth.
What's left? If that doesn't work, I'll start cutting off things.
All right. Let me try again. I'm going to administer the drugs. It's a big old syringe.
Oh, should have left him awake for that.
You'll wake up from this.
God damn it. That's a 5.
Mark XP.
No, that's only done for him.
Remember this from a few minutes.
But I did roll my weird stat, yeah. So I get an improvement, and that clears my XP. So I'll figure out what I get later.
Is it something that lets you read minds better? Because that would be useful.
Well, yeah, so you don't get anything. This time it's just kind of static.
I read minds pretty well. I'm rolling like shit. I just rolled a 2 and a 3.
Ryan has my luck.
You get static, and one thing you come out with, I'll throw you a little bone.
I do get +1 hold because of the drugs.
So that only brings it to a 6.
Well, no, I get to ask a question. I guess if it doesn't...
Right? You rolled a 5?
I rolled a 5.
And the drugs give you +1 hold, so that makes it a 6.
Well, not to the... It doesn't add to the roll. It adds to the hold questions. I have to ask the questions.
Oh, okay.
So even though I fail, I still get to ask one question, but I get some consequence.
Okay.
+1 forward.
So, okay, then what's your question?
The tube and the glove breaks.
Let's see.
Or you could just take the bone I was going to throw you.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. He legitimately thought it was funny that you thought he was spying for the Mendes.
I don't know if he was spying for the Mendes, Barbarossa. When you accused him of spying for them, he thought it was funny. He really thought it was funny.
Well, it seems like he's spying for someone.
Doesn't necessarily mean that he wasn't spying for the Mendes. He just thinks it's funny.
Well, he's a motherfucker.
Well, when he comes to, I'll make him wish he hadn't. Not what we're gonna say.
I was good. If you got more for this, go ahead. I thought you got.
Well, but when he wakes up, I'm going to. Isn't there one ring you have to? Isn't there one where you have to like back up what you're gonna do with?
Yeah, let's go aggro.
Let's go aggro. Or yeah.
It's like, tell me everything you know, or I'll start cutting things off of you,
right.
And then you have to actually do it.
Okay.
Right. You can succeed, and they still don't tell you anything, but then you just beat the shit out of them.
Okay.
But he's unconscious, because you already beat the shit out of him.
Right, well, when he wakes up.
Okay. It's going to be a while.
All right, well then.
You beat him good.
Okay. I don't want to leave him alone.
He'll be fine here with Joe's girl. As long as he's tied up.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure he's tied extra good.
Joe's girl. I'll only stab him a little.
That's fine. Just don't kill him.
No problem.
And don't stab the restraints.
What are restraints?
The things holding him down.
Ooh. These leather straps, dear.
Okay. I promise I won't kill him by stabbing him.
No, don't kill him at all.
Oh, that too.
You remember the diagrams I showed you, Joe's girl? Where to stab people when you don't want them to die.
Yeah, right in the arteries.
No.
No, that's the opposite. When you want people to die, you cut their arteries.
Ah, yeah. Don't stab the arteries.
Why don't you start with the hands and feet?
I like that.
Alright, I guess it's war time.
How's the feeding going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah?
He's pretty hungry. I haven't fed him since,
last week.
What? I haven't fed him, like, for a week. Because I was on, since I came back from,
the thingamajigger.
Raving party?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Luciosity. I wrote. There's where I wrote it down. Luciosity.
Yeah,
he's pretty hungry. When you open the door,
yeah,
it kind of charges at you.
Ah!
What do you do?
Well, I'll tell him to stand back, so I don't want the male to jump on his back. I'll wrestle it.
Oh. Okay.
Well, it's nice having you, Ryan.
That, I would say, is definitely seized by force.
It could be seduce.
Yeah, it's not.
Come on.
Alright. That's a 9.
Alright, you choose 2 of those, right? Yeah, 2.
Alright. I take hold of it.
Yeah.
And I will impress this mega fight in my enemy.
That sounds good. That means you're going to suffer some harm. I don't know what alligator harm is.
Well, it's a giant eating dragon, so...
I'm going to go with 2. I think that's what I gave Ryan when the wolf bit you.
Yeah.
So I don't think you got bit because you probably would have died, but he rolled around and beat you up pretty good and clawed you with his claws maybe a little.
Okay.
You know what? It's got a tiny little extra head that bit you.
Oh.
So it got a few little nibbles
Luciosity
on that.
Luciosity Jr.
Yeah. Little Luche.
Damn it, little Luche. Stop it! That's a bad Luciosity!
Alright, but you get it. You subdue it.
Alright.
And your other members managed to feed it.
Alright.
So... And you, if there's anything else you want to do, you can. Otherwise, I'll just say you get out of there without any other...
I'll pet it for a little bit.
Yeah.
How's my Luciosity? Miss you, Daddy.
Miss Daddy.
It's doing that thing that alligators do, you know, the snort or roar or whatever.
Yeah.
Where it clearly wants to kill you, but it knows it can't.
Good boy or girl.
Kind of like that hiss kind of growl thing.
Alright, then I'll leave.
Okay, so you guys have this timed pretty good. I guess Nightmute knows the drill. You give him like a 3-2-1. Nightmute throws some meat in its mouth. You roll off and run. Luciosity starts eating and you guys lock it back in.
What, see? Why are people so concerned about Luciosity? What's the worst that can happen? He's
Look at the giant cut on your arm.
Yeah, you're legitimately missing a bite mark out of your arm, and Nightmute points at it.
It was a goof.
He just wraps it up.
Slaps his knee and starts pantomiming laughter. Hands you a piece of bandage that he always brings when you go to feed Luciosity, because you always need it.
Yeah. Alright. Going to the council, boys. I'm looking at you. You better not be trying to... Don't go back in there and try to fuck it like last time. Remember what happened.
You actually didn't bring Uncle Daddy. Remember, he was busy fucking something.
Oh, yeah. He was... Now he's fucking the dead bodies I cut up.
Oh. Okay. By the way, you were thinking about saving one of their penises to get grafted onto you, did you?
Oh, yeah. You wanted an extra penis.
No, I was...
Two dicks, one ball, I believe the exact phrase was.
Yeah. I don't want the... I'm looking for the perfect penis, and they didn't have the perfect
penis. All right, so you fed all the dicks to the alligator.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I'm looking for the perfect penis, and that's not perfect. Well, and I can do better.
Just remember, Will's house is on the map.
But that's not to kill Will.
Trust me, I don't have a perfect penis.
Oh.
Damn.
All right, then don't kill Will and steal his penis. Or just steal
it. Not everything, when the most beautiful man in the world.
Just get a blue lobster one.
Okay, so everyone's ready for the council then?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When council, you come out of the bathroom,
council.
Found is sitting right there in front of the door.
I didn't hear you do anything.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Good.
Alright.
I wanted to wait.
I noticed. It's been like an hour.
Everything alright in there? Everything go well?
Yes.
We have drugs that help them go better if it's not so hot.
Uh-huh.
Do you need them?
No.
Good.
All right.
Short supply.
I'm gonna head to the council meeting.
I'll come with you because that's where I'm also supposed to be.
I'm hopping in, Darlene.
Okay, but it's upstairs.
Where do I live compared to the rest of you?
In the same building. All live in the same building.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So I gotta go upstairs.
Driving a car to where you already are is not an option.
It's like an abandoned office tower. With a fence made of office furniture.
Oh, okay, I thought I had a little house outside that.
No,
you have an inside car.
No, never mind.
It drives through the wall up to the elevator.
I didn't think those existed.
All right,
reaches out the window.
Ding. So you guys are going to the penultimate floor.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's where the war council meets. Dial is already there. I suppose we'll say that Spectre is there. Steve can be there, because why the hell not? It's everyone who's not here. And Dillo. Did I say Dial?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Dillo.
It's Dillo.
And Doug. Doug is there.
Can there also be someone named Dial there?
No.
What about Guile?
Nope.
What about McQuackers?
If you want to make a character named McQuackers, we can.
Oh, okay. I get to have Dial.
No, because Dial is the thing I keep accidentally saying instead of Dillo. So we can't have Dial.
I have Dial written down, so it might actually be Dial.
No, it's Dillo.
Okay.
D-I-L-L-O. Maybe there is a Dial.
Oh,
so I thought it was Dial. For...
Dial, second in command. D-I-L-E.
I wrote it wrong here.
I
blame Jonathan.
For Crocodile.
Me too. So we have someone named Dillo?
You're right. Okay, yeah, we can have someone named Dillo.
Yay!
As in Arma.
Dial.
Arma Dial?
I need to change it in another
Crocodillo?
Why did I think Dillo?
It's an amalgam of a crocodile and armadillo. That'd be pretty cool.
Dial, yeah. Dial.
Armored crocodile.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dial's there.
But not Dillo.
Dillo. Dial.
Hi, Dillo. Hi, Dial.
No Dillo.
I'm confused.
Just Dial.
Hi, D.
Yeah.
Do you stare at me like the entire time while I go to the elevator?
Yes. She probably wants to also speak to you about the scenery.
Oh, she wants me to join the scenery.
Well, she wants everyone to join the scenery, but
yes.
She won't force you. But she'll try to convince you.
You get cool tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
That's quite
cool. I'm riding the elevator and I just keep looking over to my left and she's just just smiling.
So is Half Pint, Barbarossa, or Sin there when Pound Want Vision and Humphrey Washer show up?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll say we got there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You guys will all know.
Probably not, because it probably took him longer to go to the bathroom than me to go downstairs and come back.
Will did say he was in the bathroom for an hour.
Yes.
Oh, an hour? Okay.
Yeah. I was literally just trying to avoid Found.
He was waiting in there until Found went away, but that didn't happen.
So they're the last two to show up. Half Pint is looking worse for the wear by a good deal than the last time you saw him.
Oh, my.
Half Pint's what happened?
Luciosity was a bit hungry. Well, Luciosity Jr. I mean, Luciosity was happy to see Luciosity Jr. Little Lucius. It has a head.
The basement has a child.
Nothing has a head. It's nothing. Don't worry. Stop asking about it. I told you. I said don't ask about it.
But it looks so painful.
We're going to have a talk about this.
Oh, what?
The thing that you don't have in the basement.
What about it?
Okay. Just said we're going to have a talk about it.
I thought we made an agreement not to talk about it.
That's before little Luciosity took a chunk out of you.
Listen, I haven't fed it in like a week, so it's pretty hungry.
Well, then our talk might be about responsible pet ownership.
Well, listen.
Who said it was a pet?
It's more like a child, I'd say.
Where's Grandma Vega?
I am Baron, after all.
She said she was getting her armor.
He
said he was getting his armor.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know what that is. I've never seen his armor.
I know what it is.
Okay, you can. I believe that, also, Barbarossa, you've seen him in his armor before, so you know what's coming. Sin, I think you probably know what's... you were already at Akatomi, and you converted to...
Yes, I did.
I'm completely avoiding eye contact.
So, yes, I think, Sin, you also know.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
His armor is unique.
Oh. You know how most people, they have armor that...
DJ, don't ruin it for him.
And Dial laughs. Yeah, it's always good to see the reaction the first time.
He says, I was talking about that. Maybe I was saying something unrelated.
Were you?
No. It was a possibility, though.
And the elevator dings. And out walks Grandma Vega, holding two samurai swords, or katanas, and a towel tied around his neck like a cape, and nothing else.
What color is the towel?
It's white with blue stripes.
I was.
And little spats of blood, because he's used it before.
Hi, Grandma Vega!
That's a sight to behold.
Hi, everyone. He's kind of drumming his swords together. I'm ready to do this.
Yes. I think the sooner that we make our way to them and eliminate them, the sooner we'll all be safe.
I have a question. Is there any way... I know you're not going to like this, Barbarossa, but is there any way that things can be done non-violently?
No.
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 Grandma Vega points his sword at you. No.
Ooh, you've sharpened it.
I sharpen it every day.
Why don't you clean the blood off it, then?
What?
The blood, why don't you just clean the blood
off it? What does that have to do with sharpening it?
Oh, no, the swords are spotless. The cape is bloody.
Then I didn't say that.
Never mind.
Grandma, he keeps very good care of the sword.
I think we should ride out tomorrow at first light with Humphrey and the gang.
TBDs.
Well, we're definitely going to be riding out. We need to make sure that things are accounted for here.
Well, before we go,
the worst comes.
Doberman was apparently a spy. Sin and I tried to interrogate him, but he was able to resist her measures.
Well, that's unfortunate.
At first, I thought he was a spy for the Mendes, but now I'm not quite so certain.
Well, who's he spying for, then?
I don't know.
Hmm. Hey, listen.
Could be Doberman? Bad news. Doberman, yeah, from the Raiders. Right, Dial? Shut up. Or maybe she wouldn't say shut up to him. She just kind of blushes and puts her head down. I don't know. He's never really around that much.
What are we going to do for Mrs. Flywheel?
Is there a Mrs. Flywheel?
There is?
Yeah.
Well,
since I'm going to...
Mrs. Flywheel. You always talked about her.
Have you ever met her?
No.
I see.
But he definitely talked about a Mrs. Flywheel and five children. Or six children. A bunch of children. He was very...
I could feel that. I got some children floating around out there, I think.
Well, they're not here.
He was a ladies' man, after all. And a mass man.
I can relate to that.
So where's your armor?
That is his... Look at him.
He's wearing it.
He has a cape on.
He stands up, spreads his arms out, and holds both swords in the air. Am I not majestic in the armor I'm wearing now?
Fans claps.
I am undefeated in combat.
It's true.
So listen. Okay.
Just different kind of armor. That's all.
So where are these, like, Mendy's coming from? Because they had, if they were, they didn't come with Wendy's, because Wendy's was, like, more than a day, and they got here, like, in less than a day.
Was it more than a day?
Mendy's is about a day away. They got here way too fast. You have been coming from Mendy's.
Well, Wendy's, the other thing, we weren't sure if they had already left when we sent out Flywheel. Because we killed their first Dave.
But that was like a while. That was like when
he set up a flare like hours beforehand.
Yeah, and it took them fast to get there.
So we should assume that they know we're coming, and that they're either getting ready to attack us of their own, on their own initiative, or that they're preparing for us to attack them. So I think we should go as soon as possible.
It could have been a pair of Daves, man. One in that's here,
one that ran back
there. Or maybe two Daves out there. One went back to Wendy's and one came here to warn us.
That's true. Maybe. I think we should assume the worst. We should assume that they know.
Oh, definitely they know. Or that first one wouldn't have showed up.
So we go to the Mendy's and we kill them all.
And we do it as quickly as possible.
Yes.
Well, then maybe we should just leave right now.
Can't leave it like undefended though, or we need people here.
We need a little bit more time to plan. For example, now is as good a time as any to say this. While I'm gone, Found Want Vision will be in charge.
Wait, where are you going?
I will?
With you.
Oh, wonderful!
Maybe you should stay here, Grandma.
But Grandma Vega is a wonderful fighter. You said yourself that he's undefeated.
I know.
It's not about that. They came for me. I stole their Mendy.
Oh, Mendy.
If I don't go and set things right...
Do you think...
I must go. It has to be... I got us into this. I will get us out of it.
Grandma, do you think if we brought the wolf with us... You could exchange him for Mendy's what? Leaving us alone?
We could perhaps try that when we get there, but bringing the wolf with us would be a difficult endeavor.
Yeah, the wolf is just like Luciosity. It's one of the group now.
I say we kill the wolf and then kill all of them.
What
kill
the wolf for?
I mean, the wolf has been pretty useful.
Fine, we'll keep it. Well, I still vote for killing all of the Mendy's.
Oh yeah, kill all the Mendy's.
We should at least hang on to the wolf until we're sure we can't trade it away. Then I'll entertain murder.
I mean, I do have Luciosity now to eat stuff.
What is this?
Oh, don't worry about it.
I'm not worried, I'm curious.
Only if you promise to tell anybody.
Who would I tell? Mm-hmm. And he gestures to everyone in the room as he says it. Swords.
You see, a couple weeks back, I was over in the reservoir visiting Will at Will's house. And I found this light.
Did you tell Will I said hi?
No.
Oh, I think Will would love to be in. He'd love to join the scene.
And I found a dragon. And I brought it back.
I think Will is about the one on the reservoir.
For it to be my pet.
Does it breathe fire?
No, but it has another head, and it really is big, and it's cool.
Alright, so it looks like maybe we don't need the wolf. After this.
Right.
That's what little Lucius did to me.
Is that what you call its other head?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was Lucius Jr.
It has a different name sometimes, depending on my mood.
Well.
The other one, if I bit me, I wouldn't even have this anymore, if you know what I'm saying.
Now, Miss Found.
Yes.
You are not as competent in the arms as I am.
I have as many arms.
You are not a fighter.
That's correct, yes.
You are more of a heart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's not all you need for this job.
Well, I have lungs. I have a stomach.
You're going to have a bodyguard. And an enforcer.
You can take Kettle as your bodyguard.
Oh, Rosa. Kettle.
Yes. Since you two already get along.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And though it pains me to not bring him with us, I'm going to let you have Lee as your enforcer.
Lee?
You may remember Lee as the 8-year-old boy who shaves all of his hair and always wins at cards. Or you might not.
And always what?
Always wins at cards.
Oh.
He's in the raiding party.
Have you heard his name?
He's 8?
He's 8.
He's the enforcer.
He's the enforcer.
That's pretty terrifying that he's the enforcer. He's 8 years old.
Anyone who's familiar with Lee understands that this is the perfect job for Lee.
That's a good choice, Grandma.
We need a show of strength. And while you are an inspiration to us all.
Oh, thank you so much.
Sometimes you need the rod.
The rod?
Yes.
I mean,
sometimes people need to be killed. Like Doberman.
Oh.
Well.
I like to be other meaning of the rod.
Does my character know Doberman?
Yes. Doberman is a raider. You go raiding sometimes.
Can we be in the...
Do I know that he's a motherfucker?
We don't know that he's
No one knows that he's a motherfucker.
But if anyone did, it would be you.
Yeah.
You do not recognize him from your time in the motherfuckers, if that's what you're asking.
Yes. That's what I'm asking.
You don't know that he is a motherfucker or that he is not.
Okay. That's what I'm asking, because I want to see...
I suppose a better way to say that would have been, you don't know whether or not he is a motherfucker. what's his name? Dial. Who are you leaving in charge of the raiders while you come with us? And Dial looks right at Humphrey. Humphrey, I want you to be in charge.
Me?
Yes.
Hooray, Humphrey!
We're taking... And I'm looking at the name.
Humphrey's not coming with us.
We're taking... Roscoe with us. And if someone needs to go out raiding, you have the next best vehicles. You're a proven leader.
Okay.
And they're bringing Vandal with us.
You guys sure you guys don't need Sheila?
No, just in case. What if we go out to meet these Mendes and we just miss them as they're coming to get us?
That's true.
Someone needs to have heavy firepower here.
Okay.
And we take some with us. And we leave some with us. We can't take it all. So please, take this very seriously. I guess you will.
I'll definitely take this very seriously.
You can do it, Humphrey. It's all you.
Oh, God.
Remember, and this is Grandma Vega now, that makes you second in command after Found.
I won't let you down.
Nor will I.
You won't. Barbarossa?
Mm-hmm.
Who would you like to be in charge of defense while we're gone?
Bolthead. He'll take care of it.
Okay. I trust your decision. Let me see if it was a good one or not.
He's my number two, so I see.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. I won't say whether or not it was a good decision, but it is your second in command. That's what I was agreeing to. Maybe. Or I just gave away that it was a good decision. Either way. Half pint.
Yeah, that's me.
You're coming with us, of course.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. And Bernadette, since you're coming with us, I mean, Flywheel's motorcycle. No, where's the motorcycle?
Flywheel's motorcycle crashed into an overpass and got shot by Barbarossa.
Oh, teehee. That's because the Dave was on it.
Yeah, Dave stole it and was trying to get away on it.
Oh, okay.
In all fairness, I didn't shoot the motorcycle. I shot the Dave, and the bullets just happened to go through him into the motorcycle.
I mean,
you shot a lot of stuff right in the area where Dave was.
Oh, yeah.
you say if you would want Flywheel's motorcycle, we just have to fix it up because it's repair. Need to repair right now.
Well, you guys want me to fix the motorcycle? You guys just give it to me.
I'm sure Flywheel be honored.
Yeah, you're gonna need a lot of spare parts for that one.
Well, my cars are finished right now, so.
Alright, well, that's what you can work on.
Well, Spectre can probably help you with that.
Yeah, Spectre. Spectre starts shaking his head no, and Grandma Vega gives him a little, like, stare, and he goes, "You won't be honoring the member of someone who gave his life to protect you?" And Spectre kind of sighs and goes, "Yes, of course I'll help."
For money?
No, he doesn't say that. He got called out directly. Since everyone who's played Spectre has been kind of a dick, I'll be a dick. And then Grandma Vega looks at you, Sin. I don't know if you're better suited here or with us. So I leave it to you. We might want to learn things once we're there. Or you might just cower in the back of the tank. I know you're not much of a fighter, but...
I could cower until you need to learn things, in which case, just bring me someone and I'll give them a treatment.
Yes. Yes. If that's what you wish, you should come along.
Very well, Grandma.
Is there any other business?
We were trying to figure out the theme of the next party.
That's a war council.
But that's business?
Not for this.
The theme will be victory, as we will be celebrating my return.
Excellent.
Our return.
I'll start cutting large paper Vs out.
It'll be a Flywheel memorial.
And Ms. Maybe I'll just put two of the Vs together.
Yes. Dedicated to the memory of Flywheel.
Yes.
And for memory.
Now with the five misses, five.
And
the downfall of the Wendy's.
Mendy's.
Grandma Vega gets very excited. You can take two V's, two victories.
Yes.
And make an M out of it.
That's what I said. We just think the same thing.
Day is the Thomas is the Frosties.
And Grandma Vega
has granted us with similitude.
Grandma Vega came very close to stabbing himself when he did the thing with his hands.
Ooh, that was close.
No, he didn't bat an eye, but some of you who are not as familiar with his sword work kind of... You're like, oh, careful.
Before we go, Sin and I should finish interrogating Doberman.
Yes. I will come watch.
Alright.
Hey, Doc, can you fix me up?
Bill Mad says yes. Get rid of one of the two damage you took. And
Spectre just sews another arm over that part.
You can be getting healed up while you guys go down with Grandma Vega to check out Doberman. Who's still sort of unconscious.
Good. I slap him awake.
Has Joe's girl been stabbing him at all, or is she waiting for him to wake up?
You're not sure where Joe's girl went.
Can't trust that girl as far as I could throw her.
How far can you throw her?
Not very far.
Are you with us for the torture, too?
No, we're getting healed.
Yeah, he's upstairs still. We're in the doctor's office.
I slap Doberman awake.
Spits a tooth at it, yeah.
Who do you work for?
Your mother.
Answer my question, or I start cutting things off. So I guess that's, I'm gonna go aggro? Or is that CD? Yeah, I'm going aggro.
That's going aggro.
So that's plus hard. 8. But I highlight, oh, I got an improvement. I'll figure that out in a second. So 8, 7 to 9, they can instead choose one. So that's up to you.
Oh. They have to do what you want. Force your hand and suck it up.
That's 10 plus. I got an 8.
Okay, I'm 7 to 9. They can instead choose one. Get the hell out of your way. No, they can't do that. Barricade yourself. Give them something they think you want. Tell them what you want to know or what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. I worked for the Mendes.
Do you now? Because...
They're coming to eat you, or whatever the fuck it is they do.
You don't seem very genuine in that. Barbarossa pulls a knife out and cuts off one of his fingers.
You're not a Dave or a Mendy. Which leads me to believe that unless you're the Thomas, in which case, well, my hat's off to you. I think you're full of shit.
Better than looking like shit.
Oh, you'll get there soon enough.
I'm gonna try it now. I have my direct brain whisper projection. I can roll plus weird to get the effects of going aggro without going aggro.
Okay, you're gonna weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna psycho weird him out.
Okay.
You know what? Because I can get a move from another both of us.
Oh, thank Christ. That's a 7.
I don't really got
one. So I get really close, and my eyes go wide, and I tell him, I say, you're going to tell us who you work for.
Who does number 2 work for?
Okay.
And then it's the same thing, so.
Same thing he's going to say. Stop fucking Mendy's. I think they do one on the 7, and they can instead choose one.
Yeah, it's the same.
Oh, actually, yeah, you also have to hurt him now.
Okay. My brain counts as a weapon, so I'm gonna make him hemorrhage inside.
So he kind of starts shaking on the table. Is that what happens when you hemorrhage? Does that happen?
Well, you bleed, but, you know, he could have a seizure.
Make it
dramatic.
Okay, yeah, he has a little bit of a seizure, and blood starts coming out of his... I used the nose already in years. I'll say eye this time. His eyes are bleeding.
Oh, God.
Looks painful.
You are very persistent.
Not as painful as when the Mendy's come and eat you.
Right, well, I'm going to kill all of them, so I'm not too worried about that. If I were you, I would start being more concerned about what's going to happen when I start peeling your skin off.
You think this is bad?
Not yet.
Me either.
All right, I'm going to flay his arm.
Oh.
He's gonna scream a lot.
That's fine.
He's a bolster.
Yeah.
And he's
Barbarossa just starts cutting his skin off.
Since Sin has now medical equipment, I'm gonna take some of his blood and type it, and then get a pint of it and plug it into him so that he doesn't bleed to death or die.
Oh, I was wondering where you were going with that. All right.
Now, I want to keep him alive while Barbarossa is torturing him because, you know, if we kill him, then we can't get any information.
Yeah.
It's too bad your friend messed up. I'm never going to say anything.
We'll see about that.
I'll show you. And he sticks out his tongue and he bites. And then he spits his tongue out on the floor.
Oh.
Time for a total mind fuck.
And he just starts dribbling blood.
I'll stitch him up.
He obviously wants us to kill him, so I think we should leave him around for having fun. I pick up the strip of skin I cut off from his arm and shove it into his mouth so he shuts up.
All right.
I'm gonna dope him up, I guess, and then how soon are we leaving? Because
it was night when the Dave attacked, right?
The sun came up right at the end of the last game, I think.
So oh, okay.
It was more
like noonish now, a little before.
So are we leaving today? Oh, I guess I'll ask Grandma Vega because he's there. Are we leaving today?
Oh, I forgot Grandma Vega came.
Hey, Grandma Vega came to watch.
Yeah, he's been sitting stone faced, I guess. I don't think we're getting anything from him.
Should we save him? He's going to bleed to death unless I sew his wound shut.
Yeah, it's always worth another try. We could always kill him later.
All right.
Do you think we should kill him?
Not yet. We're not done with him yet.
When Barbara says not to kill something, you know that.
Yeah.
Well, it's because first she could torture him some more.
Would one of you be a deer and find me Joe's girl?
Yeah, I'll go find her.
Okay.
I'll go look for Joe's girl.
She was stabbing a wall somewhere.
Okay, you can go to find Joe's girl. I don't think you're going to.
Okay.
There's nothing you can roll to find it, right? So I just get to decide. No, you don't.
Okay.
Seduce or manipulate?
Sure. No. But for free to sit, read a person, open your brain. Yeah. If you want to open your brain.
Sure. Why the hell not? That's a 7.
On a 7 to 9, the MC will give you an impression.
An impression of Ronnie Dangerfield.
What does it look like when Barbarossa opens her brain?
We haven't done that yet.
Right, well, for one thing, Barbarossa, you've got a negative or zero.
Yeah, I got minus one.
So I think you should take care to sit down first.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Barbarossa goes to her room and sits down. And I kind of like her eyes just like roll up into the back of her head. She's like, ah.
And what does it look like from your perspective when you enter into the psychic maelstrom?
It's kind of like a black and white movie that's like a fuzzy black and white movie. sorry, Eric. And the parts that she's looking for are in color.
Okay. I'm trying to think about where Joe's girl is. Give me a second. Okay. You get this vision of Five Finger Filet. That's the knife game that someone commented. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's what you get. Five Finger Filet.
Weren't the twins playing that?
Winkle and Dinkle? They play it all the time.
I'm going to go to Winkle and Dinkle.
Where are they?
They were in the... where they play Five Finger Filet.
Oh, they're not where they play Five Finger Filet usually.
I'll go knock on their room, then.
They don't really have a room. They just kind of sleep outside.
What are we? Oh. Are they outside?
Not anywhere apparent.
I'm going to get on the radio. Has anyone seen Winkle and Dinkle?
No. No. No.
Keep an eye out for them. And Joe's girl.
Roger. Got ya.
Alright.
Something else. Affirmative.
Roger, roger. That's all I can do right now.
Yeah. Anyone else? Is there something before you take off?
Oh, I get to improve.
I'm Sin is just going to stitch up Doberman.
Yeah,
make sure he doesn't bleed to death.
That just takes a little bit of time.
Keep him doped up.
I'll
see about getting him moved maybe to someplace where the security can keep an eye on him, because I can't trust Joe's girl, and Shell is probably just going to drool.
I mean, you could tell Shell to watch him, In the past, one time you told Shell to make sure nothing happened to something, and someone stole it, and he just followed that person around. He didn't stop it. He just followed them around. And eventually you saw Shell and asked him what he was doing, and he said, keeping an eye on your whatever it is, and pointed at his pocket.
All right.
So he'll do what you say, just maybe not in the way you meant.
All right.
And he is there.
All right, so I will tell him to watch Doberman, make sure that he doesn't get escape from his restraints.
I will make sure that Doberman remains in his restraints.
Thank you, Shell.
You're and that welcome. The restraints stay attached to the table he's on.
I will make sure that he remains restrained to the table. Is that acceptable?
Yes, Shell. Thank you, dear.
I live to serve. It will bring me great joy.
I smile and give him a lolly.
Shall I eat?
Yes.
Shall I drink?
Yes.
What if I must use the restroom?
Do it on him.
Shall I use the bucket?
Yes, shall.
Use just make sure you don't use the mop bucket this time.
Yes, just make sure you don't use the mop bucket like last time.
That bucket is not the mop bucket anymore. You made that clear.
That is now the poop bucket.
Thanks, Will.
All right, boys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to war. We're going to fight the Mendes.
Wow, you lost steam really fast.
Uncle Daddy yells up,
let's rape him.
We're not... you can rape him if you want to. I'm not going to stop you from raping him. But if any one of you sons of bitches dies on me, well, guess what? When I die, I'm going to kick your ass in hell and inner hell wherever we go.
And everyone cheers. And then once the cheering died down, Uncle Daddy yells, and then I'll fuck your corpse. And then there's a little bit more cheering, but not everyone.
Yeah.
I don't. Does Half Pint cheer that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So there's a few cheers, and
good
then
spirit.
You think about it a second, and you go, yeah. And everybody else joins
that's
in.
The fucking spirit.
Right.
Rape my body when I'm dead.
They all start revving their engines.
Rape my dead body.
Yeah.
Rape wow. My corpse.
Rape my corpse.
And they start firing their weapons into the air and whipping chains around and doing all the sort of things biker gangs do when they're excited.
Chug and a beer.
I imagine they do those things.
I'm sorry to any biker gang listeners.
Well, maybe not. Maybe that was completely accurate.
Yeah, if you're a biker gang, like, comment, and subscribe about what happened, what you do, when you're excited.
And tell us you fire speed. Weapons into the air and whoop it up? That's what I do.
Why wouldn't you?
I mean, well, if you don't have a gun, but other than that, there's no reason.
Did we, like, I want to also look at, I'm going to go over at his bike and look, did we find his body, which is his head?
Just his head.
All right, well, I'll go with his bike and see if he had anything on his bike to see if, like, you know, if there was any, like, clues to who, like, you know, loved ones I could contact or any cool stuff he had.
There, there are a lot of chunks of metal. Everything else kind of burnt in the fire from when the fuel canister exploded.
Sorry about that.
So, yeah. You don't come up with anything too useful.
Okay.
And there wasn't anything about his family on his severed head. Which you also burnt by sticking on the end of a flare gun and firing into it.
Yeah. I remember that.
Viking funeral, you called it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell Vikings are.
I heard that once.
If I recall correctly, you also think the best insult is you're going to threaten to bring someone to court and sue them.
Yeah.
Even though you don't know what it means.
Yeah, no idea.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Let's do it. We're riding out.
All right.
Vroom, vroom, motherfucker.
So we're taking the limousine, the tank?
You guys are going to take the limousine, yeah, the tank.
Okay.
The biker gang all has a bunch of...
Motorcycles.
Yeah. I think you should probably be in the tank there. Yeah. And Wisher... Not Wisher. Who's the one?
Kettle? Kettle is the...
Oh, it is Wisher, isn't
it? It is Wisher with a... Wisher's... Boxing glove.
Kettle's boxing glove. Wisher's the one that's coming with you.
Okay,
yeah. She likes... They stuck her on the machine gun last time, and it worked very well.
Yeah.
So she is going to continue to stay there. So you're in the same car, but
I'll ride up front in the limousine because I can always just stick my machine gun out the window and shoot.
What is the interior of the limousine like?
Right, are we only taking one car, or are we taking
there's
two cars?
There's two.
Oh, okay. And then I'll go in the other car.
There's a couple of motorcycles as well.
So that way that other car could shoot.
I probably gave Wisher a little pep talk before she left.
And Wisher was happy to get it, but also kind of excited to go back out. It went really well last time. And she wasn't expecting to like it, and she did.
Wisher's a beast.
Yeah. She's got the eagle eye. She's a crack shot.
Barbarossa gets her arming montage, where she loads up all her guns and straps on her armor. And as she walks out to get in the car, she's got, like, bandoliers of ammo and grenades stuck in pouches, just covered with ammo and guns.
Get into this muscle car with, I forget his name.
Oh, the troopers playing in the background.
Yeah. The whole thing almost bottoms out when you get in, just from all the weapons.
Yeah.
What the hell's this guy's name? You're in with... Roscoe is in his car, the muscle car, and also the limo tank is his as well. That he
can't drive both.
Exactly. So now Vandal's got his motorcycle. He's the other big shot that's with you. I guess Dial is driving the tank.
Let's go kill some Mendes.
Crinkle and Dinkle are absent. Though you were expecting them.
Winkle and Dinkle.
No, Winkle is the one that makes drugs in...
Yeah,
there's a Winkle, Crinkle, and a Dinkle. Crinkle and Dinkle are the twins.
Right, okay.
They're conspicuously absent. Also with you is someone named Sharps, who carries around a shillelagh, and Mother Mary, who has a grenade launcher, and someone named Bright.
Does she have a grenade launcher or a grenade tube?
Grenade, no, it's like a, you know, six shooter for grenades.
She has a grenade launcher.
Yes, grenade launcher.
So I have a grenade tube.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry if that sounds like...
And Gola also goes into the tank with an axe. Big fire axe.
Like an axe fire. Made of fire, or like one you use...
No,
fire.
Like a fireman's axe.
Oh. He found the perfect fireman's axe?
Yeah.
It was perfect. Axe cop?
No. Something like that, but not quite. Yeah. And, Alex, any of the security team you want to bring with you?
No, they should stay here.
Okay, all of them?
Well, I've only got...
You've got Bolthead, Cookie, Jamitas, Lughead, Bloodclot...
Lugnut.
Lugnut, Bloodclot, Dookie... Card, Wimble, and Sandalwood, who I added without telling you.
Oh, I don't even have Card, Wimble, or Sandalwood on my list.
Card and Wimble are the guards for the wolf, and Sandalwood is also a guard for the wolf, who we haven't met yet.
Okay.
But Card and Wimble were the ones guarding the wolf when Sin went in and got bit.
I'll bring Bloodclot with
us. Yeah, I was going to say take Bloodclot.
All right. Tell me something about Bloodclot.
He likes to watch people bleed.
Okay.
He's got lots of knives. That's his thing.
Lots of knives. Okay.
He's customs.
Lots of knives. Like to watch people bleed.
Well, he's a good guy.
Oh, great guy.
Oh, he's very.
He's like to watch himself bleed too.
No.
He's an actor.
So who's in the muscle car?
Me.
Barbarossa. Who else?
He bakes a mean scone.
I keep forgetting his name.
Yeah.
Sorry, Roscoe.
Roscoe.
He's an artist.
Roscoe.
You should try his pancakes one day.
He paints chicken and waffles. Scone. That's how you should remember it. Chicken
paints
and waffles.
Blood.
It's not enough to watch people bleed.
Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
Yeah. And
yeah, it was delicious.
Bud is a nice guy.
Okay. That's blood clot.
Good cornbread.
That was good cornbread.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Did you write down all those people, Ryan?
I got in the tank. Dial, Wisher, Gola, and me.
Angola.
Luciosity. That's a good name.
Mother Mary's in there with you, too.
Speaking words of wisdom?
Yeah.
Okay, Mother Mary. In the muscle car, we got Barbarossa, Roscoe, and Blood Clot.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Blood Clot fits in the back.
And the TBDs.
Are on their bikes.
Also, Sharps is riding on someone's motorcycle. Okay. I don't care whose.
So we got
Uncle Daddy.
A half pint.
Uncle Ryan bareback on Uncle Daddy's. What?
And Sharps. Okay. Got it. So in case you need a reminder of who's where, it's there.
And yeah, you're not going to bring Shell or Joe's girl, especially since you couldn't find them.
Yeah.
Well, we know where Shell is. Joe's girl is MIA.
Right.
That's health worth.
Doug isn't coming.
It's your harm clock there.
Coming with you.
The harm. Okay, it's 12. We can take until you die.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
But when you take harm, there's a harm move. So you roll plus the amount of harm you took.
Oh.
And then depend. You want to fail that roll, and then it's on the regular sheet. And then, basically, if you get a 7 to 9, something kind of bad happens. If you get a 10+, something really bad happens.
Thanks for reminding the MC, Alex.
Yeah, great.
No problem.
Perfect. Myra, I won't make you roll that for earlier.
Alrighty,
it's way past that point.
Thank you.
Plus, you already got a chunk taken out of your arm. All right. Oh, Grandma Vega.
Oh, yeah, where's Grandma?
Grandma Vega.
Probably riding front seat in the limo.
Yeah. Yeah, Grandma Vega's riding shotgun in the limo.
Tapping on the...
Grandma Vega also has a shotgun to ride shotgun in the limo, but prefers the swords.
Does she have the knees for the swords?
He
is the CF.
Yes, but they're secret.
Oh.
Sword 1 and Sword 2.
Sword 1 and Sword 3.
Yeah, they're made up for me.
Because I haven't made it up yet. Yes, that's true. But. Alright, so you guys take off. And I think we're going to switch over to the people who stay for a bit.
Okay.
Well, it's just two of you right now, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, 3 hours pass. It's been quiet.
No.
3 hour tour.
It's been pretty quiet. A lot of people are missing. It's kind of eerie.
Oh, God. I just realized we left Eric and Will alone together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not alone,
well,
but...
Kettle is there. Kettle hasn't left your side since Grandma Vega left.
We set up a perimeter around the homestead, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, so you set up... you put the guard on high, basically.
Yeah, we have watched... There's people in the watchtowers, so looking out for...
Okay, towers is the wrong word, but there are sniper nests on the top floor of, not the top floor, but high up in the building, one facing each way.
Mm-hmm.
So they're manned.
Sheila is at the main entrance.
Okay. So you've made a barricade out of Sheila and got the machine gun pointed out?
Yep.
What's her name? His name. God, I'm terrible with names. Real names and fake ones. Spectre informs you both that the electric fence is ready. Anytime you want to electrify the fence, you let Spectre know, and within 5 minutes, the fence will be electrified, and there will be no electricity anywhere in the building.
Huh. All right.
So that's set up. Anything else, Will? Humphrey?
Just making sure that we're just ready in case we are attacked. Okay. We don't want to get rid of our electricity yet.
No, I don't think you do.
Not yet. So
keep it around for now.
Make sure the ration. Make sure we have rations.
You don't.
You don't have any rations. Correct. That's the found one vision.
Excuse me?
He's right.
Yeah.
I wasn't doing it at all.
No, but you were throwing the parties.
Yeah. Yes, but you the said parties were family. Very much your idea.
Every time you have a party, we lose all the food.
All right.
Because everybody gets high and has to eat everything. Discern realities?
No, you don't need to do
that's,
any.
That's not a move in this one.
Yeah, that's fine. You're good. Found?
Yes.
Kettle has been by your side. Not moved once. Well, I mean, when you move, he moves, but you got, Grandma Vega gave him a really, like, I don't want to say he was chewing him out, but he, you know, this is your one job, make sure nothing happens to her. If there are babies being murdered over there, you are staying here and guarding Found. And Lee has a walkie-talkie. Vandal has a walkie-talkie. Humphrey has a walkie-talkie. Of course you have a walkie-talkie. You also have the PA system.
Oh, good.
Oh, God.
There are also guards that have walkie-talkies, but they rotate. They take shifts. Mm-hmm. But those people I mentioned just now have walkie-talkies 24/7.
All right.
You can always reach them. They'll hear any chatter over the radio, which is how it's set up when you guys are there, too. But anyway. And Kettle does not have a walkie-talkie because Kettle is not allowed to leave your side.
Right. He'll be
so
right there.
He will be listening to your walkie-talkie.
All right.
That's that. Spectre still has his walkie-talkie.
Good.
Okay.
Who's around for a small party while we wait?
No party.
Found is in charge. Do you want to have a small party?
I'm not going to. I understand the importance of what's going on, but there's still time for a little something.
I recommend not to party.
Okay, well,
if you're high when they come, it's going to be harder to shoot.
Oh, you don't always have to have drugs at a party.
At your parties, there's always drugs. Over and out.
Vandal weighs in. I'm sorry, Found. You know how much I love the party, but...
Oh, you do?
I do, but yes. He's on the radio, so you have to listen and then stop.
I'm still saying, oh, you do, yes. Okay.
Right, so he doesn't hear any of that, though. You know how much I love the parties, but Humphrey's got a point. We should be on high guard. Over.
Well...
Spectre chimes... Oh, you're holding the button?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll have to have an extra large party when everyone comes back, because frankly, I haven't partied in a little bit, and I'm feeling non-partied.
You partied 5 hours ago.
It's a little while.
It was more like 8.
That's a sleep cycle.
Oh,
I've been partying a sleep cycle.
Yeah, actually, you're pretty tired considering you stayed up all night high on mushrooms and watching a giant firefight. Which you thought was happy sunshine and sunflowers, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was very pretty.
Should I read a sitch?
For what?
Yeah, for what?
I don't know.
What situation? Read a sitch is if there's a fight, like a charge.
Yeah, something's
situation.
Happening.
Who just wants to read the sitch?
Wants to do a move.
I just want to do something.
All right, well, you're about to do something because... Oh, wow. 3 hours in,
Ryan,
after this...
Meyer, we're not going to have a home to come back to.
...conversation. After this little conversation about the party, Vandal chimes back in. Hey, boss, there's someone outside waving at us.
Who? Is it anyone we recognize?
I don't know. It's two of them.
What do they look like? What are they here for?
Didn't I say Vandal went with them?
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't Vandal talking. It's someone different. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Jumbo.
No, no.
I don't have a Vandal on my list, so...
Oh, maybe he didn't then.
I might have... I think I said both that Vandal went and that Vandal stayed.
There's two Vandals.
No, there's only one Vandal.
There's Vandal and Candle.
Hold on.
I was going to say Handle.
Sandal. You know what? Vandal is there.
Handle went out.
I'm changing my mind one more time. I'm sorry.
See you two more times.
It's, Juggler.
Okay.
Okay.
Crusty Jugglers.
Yeah, Juggler. Juggler's there. Juggler is in charge while Dillo's gone.
Right, Juggler or Juggalo?
No, he's got a sledgehammer, though.
I've been driving around the camp and...
Oh, no, you're in charge of the...
What are you driving around for? It's a one building.
Do we have one building?
Yes! You guys live in a tower with a fence, and you don't leave it because terrible things are outside. See, look, where's the map?
It's over here.
The map.
And the fence can be electrified, as Chris just said. See, that's our compound.
This does say Will's house, but that's not Humphrey's house. That's Will's house.
We are here.
You are there, in Akaton Plaza, with the fence.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tunnel, right?
There's the party store.
There's the party store.
There's the bunker.
The thing.
Tunnel.
It's a
but, we are, but we're all here. We're all in this one
place. All in the building.
And we, the rest of us, are in a convoy headed toward the Mendes, which is up here.
They got a good convoy.
So where on this map is the guy that's waving?
If this is the fence, he's like here.
Okay.
He's got a big... I don't want to say white. It's like a big yellow flag. He's waving it. He knows people live there, and he's, you know, friendly. I don't want to say friendly either. He's waving the flag. He's trying to get your attention. I mean no harm. His other hand is out, you know, palm out. Like, hey, look at me. I want to talk.
What are they here for?
It's the one guy with the flag and another giant guy standing next to him.
Alright, since I'm in charge of the situation, I'm gonna go and go
back. No, you're not in charge of the situation. Eric is.
I'm in charge of the thing.
Well, we left Will in charge of the raiding party, so who's in charge of security? Bolthead?
Bolthead.
So you should be looking for Bolthead.
Bolthead is the one on the radio.
Right. Okay.
That's the person I'm checking. Bolthead is the one on the radio saying there's someone out there.
Is there any way to safely speak to them and see what they want?
You hear, not over the radio,
"Hey! What do you want?"
What'd they say?
Sorry, found, can't hear him.
Is there any way I could, like, open my brain to the... and see what...
Yes?
And know anything about these people?
You can open your brain to the psychic maelstrom.
I'm good at that. Because I roll plus weird, and I do that well.
Because you're good doesn't mean it's going to go well now.
Yeah, but we'll see. 13.
13.
Now, if I roll something that's highlight... Oh, no, my weird is highlight. If I roll something that's highlight, what happens?
You get an experience.
Okay.
You get a good detail.
Place me on fire.
Okay, so you're looking at the two of them, and... You open up your brain, and you have a 3 weird, you said?
3 weird.
That's right. So you just stand there, and you open your eyes, and you look. And it kind of zooms in. You see the two of them standing there. And the big one just starts dripping with blood off of his hands, out of his mouth. You notice he's not wearing anything but a loincloth. But the loincloth is not big enough. And his giant horse cock is hanging out. And it's also dripping with blood.
Oh, man.
The other one has got his one hand waving the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the other one open. You know, hi. And there's a third hand arm sticking out with just back behind his back, mm-hmm. and you can tell it's holding a knife.
Save that dick for me.
I don't think we should trust them. They're concealing the weapon. And the big one is bleeding a lot, and it's really gross.
Okay. None of that was true. He's not concealing a weapon. He's got both of his hands clearly in vision, and the other guy, you can see, is not dripping in blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was your psychic impression of them, so...
I still said it.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a third... He has a third hand, the small one. I don't trust these people.
You're in charge.
Yeah, you're in charge. Bolthead weighs in. I don't think that he's dripping in blood, ma'am.
That's what I saw. I mean, I know if you look right at him, but I got an impression of him, and it's not good. Especially the one with the knife. The one where he has a knife behind his back. He's not to be trusted.
Could be a symbolism for backstabber.
Very good, Will.
Learn something.
The word symbolism?
You can't be taught.
Well,
should I fire?
Fire once!
Once again, Bolthead weighs in. That might be a little over the top of a reaction.
So what are you going to do? You're going to shoot through the gate with your car and destroy the gate?
No, first you got to run through it, and then you...
He said he parked right... The tank car that he has is in the entranceway, blocking it with the gun facing out. So he could climb into the back of his car and shoot the shit out of him.
Okay.
If we're to let them in, they have to be heavily... They have to be watched...
I don't think we should let them in. We don't know them.
Well, I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying maybe we shouldn't kill them because...
Oh, I didn't say kill them.
No, you didn't. Humphrey did.
I'm not sure we have to do that.
Okay. We're all in agreement. Let's turn them away.
Okay.
Where are you, Humphrey?
I was by my truck.
So you're downstairs?
Yeah,
he's... Winkle and Dinkle come running up to you. Wait, please, wait.
What?
Let Uncle in.
Huh?
Uncle, and they start pointing at the big one. Uncle, let Uncle in. That's our uncle. It's our uncle. And he
Where
grabs...
Where have you two been?
He grabs the walkie-talkie from you and you go... That's Uncle!
Would that mean anything to me?
No. They're idiots. What are we waiting? It's Uncle! We've been looking for him! Let Uncle in!
Apparently Winkle and Nickel say it's their uncle.
And when you over the in the background, you hear them going, Uncle!
Winkle and Tinkle?
No, Crinkle and Dinkle, right?
No, Crinkle's the other one, right?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Crinkle and Dinkle. Winkle is the one that has the sleeping drug. Crinkle and Dinkle.
Crinkle and Dinkle are saying that it's their uncle.
Where have they been?
Yeah, you might remember they were supposed to be with the raiding party.
Aren't you guys supposed to be with the raiding party?
Well, they didn't wait for us.
Well, you guys went missing. Where were you guys?
Well, we were playing our game.
Where?
In the spot for the game. The game spot.
So,
and then Dinkle shows you his hand, and it's got a bunch of fresh stab marks in it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we get lost in the time. Is it so fun?
Ask them why... Their uncle would be coming to visit. If they know this uncle, what is he here for?
Yeah, what she said.
Oh, they can hear me. Answer that question.
Uncle must be looking for us. We were looking for uncle. Uncle's looking for us. Now we found each other. Uncle's here to find us.
Why were you looking for him?
Because we lost him.
I've never seen anyone like this.
Do you know the other guy with him?
No. No.
You should read a person.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably closer to do that.
See, there you go. Yeah, I want to read for the rules.
I think that means...
See if you get... for doing that.
What?
Is sharp one of your highlighted skills?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's all for driving.
So mark an XP and then roll.
And you're reading Crinkle and Dinkle.
Yeah, what do I... Ooks. Mark XP.
Improvement, the list right there.
Yeah.
Fill in one of those little bubbles.
Just fill in the bubble. There you go. What do you have? How many empty ones there, Will?
Two more.
So two more XP and you can pick a thing.
Cool. Nine plus two. So 11.
11. That means you get a thing, read a person. You get three.
Okay.
Who are you reading? Crinkle and Dinkle?
Crinkle and Dinkle. You can read them as a pair. They're pretty much one person.
Okay.
So the way this works is you ask them questions, or you talk to them, and then you can spend your hold to ask questions as you interact with them.
But Uncle Ed!
Are they telling the truth?
About?
That their uncle.
No. It's not their uncle.
Okay. What do they intend to do?
They want Uncle to come in. They're trying to get those two outside invited in.
Yeah, I don't want them in.
I know.
I think what Will means is, like, are they going to make trouble if they don't get their way?
Well, he didn't ask that, did he?
Are they going to make trouble if they come in?
Yes.
If I want them in?
Yes, they're going to make trouble. Those were your three questions.
Okay.
It's not their uncle. They're trying to get him in, and it's not going to turn out well. Or the intention is not well. There are no good intentions here.
Okay.
Hey. You know what? I have a thing here.
I'm going to...
Wait a second, Will. I wrote this here. Surprise Will with useless things twice from his tab with Spectre. So, I'm going to change that to once. You bought binoculars one time. Why don't you look at the people?
Okay. So I look at them.
Yeah. The big guy you don't recognize. But the other one? That's Shitstain. He's a motherfucker.
Oh, there.
Not only do you recognize Shitstain... You are positive Shitstain will recognize you.
And I'm guessing these two are also...
You don't know. You didn't know Winkle and Dinkle, Crinkle and Dinkle. You don't know the big guy. You do know Shitstain.
Oh boy.
And now that you realize who it is, even though you see he only has two arms, you're absolutely convinced there's a third arm holding a knife behind his back. Think about...
Oh, I get it. Backstabber.
It's a symbol.
Yeah. Think about how you might want to present that information to people who would probably murder you if they found out you were a former motherfucker.
I was a father fucker?
Oh, okay.
I was a fucker mother?
Okay.
Because I'm going to say something about Bolthead, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Barbarossa, but I believe it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Bolthead would immediately murder him.
Immediately murder Humphrey?
Yes.
If
Humphrey said, listen, I'm a motherfucker, don't let him in because he was too.
I am a motherfucker? Yes.
I was a motherfucker. I was in the motherfuckers.
If it was a was... he might just incapacitate him and leave him for Grandma Vega to sort out. Like one or two bullets in the leg so he can't go anywhere, and then lock him up.
Kneecap him.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the sort of thing you have to look forward to if you admit.
I got a question. Do the motherfuckers have a certain look they have?
So they're a biker gang. They do all have jackets that say the motherfuckers on them.
Is he wearing a jacket?
No.
No, because they're trying to away the motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. This guy just found this jacket.
So,
I'm cool.
Of the people who might be wearing motherfucker jackets that you were asking about, no, shit stain does not. No, the man what the hell do you call that?
Loincloth.
Loincloth. I'm going to tell you guys his name now. It's Horsefucker. Horsefucker is not wearing a motherfucker jacket. Crinkle and Dinkle, who you asked if they were motherfuckers, they're not wearing jackets.
I want that horse cock.
That's what she said.
That's what shit. If Hepburn was there,
so Will, you know the dick he's going to be putting
on. I could.
You have some good information here that people would like to know that you can't give them without getting yourself maimed.
Or I could say I recognize one of these guys from one of the raiding parties. That guy's a motherfucker. I want to do that.
That's what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's one of the guys that got away.
All right, so you guys hear another Humphrey says.
The small one? He's a motherfucker. I recognize him from one of the parties. He got away.
Oh, well, then definitely don't let him in. And if he's with... not his friend, either. I mean...
And Crinkle looks at you.
What did you just call him?
Uh-oh. And I fire.
And fire what?
What?
Fire what? Are you what? Firing and at whom?
And I'm pretty sure Crinkle and Nickel are with them.
Okay.
And who are you shooting?
I fire...
Now, what are you shooting, Will?
What weapon do you have that you are firing at him with?
I'm going to shoot my pistol.
You have
thank
a pistol?
You.
At who?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Well,
at whom
mean,
are you shooting?
Sure. Look at your things. Do you have a weapon?
Do I have a weapon? I'm looking.
Hang on, let me see.
Equipment.
I'll tell you, Will, you do also have a knife.
No, it's in
it does two harm.
I think it's on the back.
You have a sawed-off.
Sawed-off shotgun
yeah.
on you, and you also have a knife.
Yeah.
It's got a little button on it, and when you press the button, it heats up with a heating coil, so the blade gets hot. That you got from your time with the motherfuckers.
Oh, okay. Well.
Where would it say if we have a weapon? Because I don't think... No, if
on
I
the back, it's it.
It's with
it.
Gear.
Okay. No, oh, no, I don't. Okay, well, I'm not fighter, so that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you have a cult.
So...
Yeah.
I'm firing at whoever said... What did you call him?
Dinkle said it.
So I'm going to fire at Dinkle.
Okay. You're going to seize by force, I believe.
Yes.
Because you're just going to shoot at him, and what you're going to be taking definitive hold of, if you succeed, is your safety.
Yes.
Because you know... The next thing following that question is if you say a motherfucker, he stabs you.
Yep. So that's why I'm shooting him, because he is exactly who he is.
Okay, so roll your seize by force.
It turns out he's just hard of hearing.
He's Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
I said he's a motherfucker.
Which is also
highlighted. It's the first time you roll
it. The first time you roll it.
Percy.
So you're not going to get any more exp this game from rolling because you only have two violent stats.
No, it's per scene.
Oh, yeah, per scene.
Okay.
That's a terrible fucking roll.
What?
What
did you get?
Fuck. A six.
A six?
That's
no good.
Yeah. All right. So, what is the damage on your gun?
I don't think I.
So, we're right under your gear.
Yeah. Gear. Three harm, close to reload, messy.
Okay.
No.
So you're going to get Crinkle and Dinkle each for 1 point of damage, but they are also both going to stab you. Do you have any armor?
Yeah.
How much armor?
Yes,
if I had armor.
I'm looking for my fucking armor.
Yeah, because yeah, well, armor's bit one. By an alligator.
Well, armor's one.
Oh, no, wait, that's your car.
Only a little
my car, you're right.
So you maybe don't have armor.
I might not have armor.
Let me see.
It would be under your gear, I think.
Nope, he just has fashion suitable to your look.
Okay. So you're going to take... I'll be nice. You'll take 3 damage.
3 harm?
3 harm from the 2 of them stabbing you. And roll your harm move.
Is there any chance, by luck, that maybe his finger was still on the button of the walkie-talkie
when
the
weapon
fired off?
3 to 6 and 6 to 9.
No, but you definitely heard the gunshot.
Oh, okay.
It was a shotgun.
That was it. At least, like, you know, since they both stabbed them, they did it nice and even, though.
Okay.
Evenly.
And then you roll.
You roll plus no, arm suffering.
12 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9. All that gets filled in.
Should all this fill in?
Nice. Yeah. You took 3 harm, 3 segments you fill in.
Yeah. Those segments are bigger.
Fill them clockwise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a clock. Because it's a harm clock.
So those 3.
Those 3. And then when you suffer whole arm, roll plus arm. So roll 2 dice plus 3.
Do bad love this roll. Roll low.
No.
Oh.
11.
On a 10 plus, the MC can choose 1. You're out of action, unconscious, trapped, incoherent, or panicked. It's worse than it seems. Take an extra 1 or choose 2 from below. You're unconscious.
Well, I'm calling security detail to get down there.
Okay, well, you've got your radio.
What was his location?
At the front gate.
Security, get to the front gate! Get to the front gate now! Except for the one next to me.
Right. So...
Also, you should probably tell...
Spectre?
Bolthead.
Oh.
Tell Bolthead...
To take him out.
They're in the sniper nest, right?
Right.
So tell Bolthead to shoot them.
Bolthead, take out the 2 in front!
They're actually, I'm sorry, boss. They're too close to the building.
They don't have time to get the electric fence up.
They don't have... They're inside. They're within the electric fence.
Oh, shit.
And there's no angle for this.
No. Not Crinkle and Dinkle. The other one. The 2.
The other 2
out front. Oh, outside.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. He blows the fuck out of horse fucker's shoulder.
Mm.
And the 2 of them take off running.
Damn it.
He takes another shot at them, but they...
Hey, the cock's alive.
That's true. They only get the 1 shot. The 1 successful shot.
I want that
cock. Crinkle and Dinkle are... You're not going to take any more harm. You took 3 harm. But they, you know, they stab you. You fall down. They continue to stab you. You're kind of going in and out. And all of a sudden, you see a hand come up. And then it gets jerked back, and you hear a snap, and then you hear a scream, and then there's this young boy, no hair, staring at you. Are you okay, Humphrey?
I pass out.
Yeah.
Dear Jesus.
You should say, those motherfuckers.
Yeah, those motherfuckers.
Okay.
Man the gun.
Get that penis.
Yeah, Maya wants that cock.
That pipe wants that dick.
Yeah, just I don't mean to keep harping on the giant horse dick, but down to his knee.
That might just be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Flopping like hell as he runs away.
Yeah, he didn't seem to be too offended by that sniper shot into his shoulder either.
Mm-hmm. He's got, what is it, Little Donnie Syndrome?
Yes, yeah.
What?
That's from Upright Citizens Brigade. Giant penis that they're unaware of. Although he's very aware of it, so no, he doesn't have Little Donnie Syndrome.
I would say you guys that I'm being brought to Doc at some point.
Yeah, when you wake up, you'll be in Doc Mad's, Bill Mad's office.
Oh God, not with sin.
Yeah, so our raiders.
Yeah.
We're raiding. Well, more like just like we're.
No, we're warring.
We're invading.
It's a war our party. War party.
We're invading it. Raid.
They're the war party. Party of the war.
Probably about 45 minutes before that happens. You're arriving near the Mendy's, which looks just like a Wendy's, but the W is upside down.
You know what Wendy's is, though?
Yeah, what's a Wendy's?
Well, you guys know what it looks like out of character.
No idea. Is it like a newer Wendy's, or is it like an old
Is this when the tables are still arranged in a swastika, or after they changed it?
It's arranged that way now. I'm not sure when it got that way. It is surrounded by probably about 10 people deep all the way around. Just unwashed masses. And on the roof, there are spotlights and a PA system. And a chubby man with a mustache.
Probably impossible to undo.
He's got a giant fire going.
Next on the roof?
On the roof. He's got his friend there, who's dressed entirely in a white suit. And...
Oh, wait a minute, wait. You didn't tell us you were going up against the colonel, too.
We didn't know. Dear Jesus.
We didn't know.
And in between them, over the fire, please kind of tied king. To a spit.
Is there a king?
Will Wilson.
Oh, no!
Those bastards!
Kill him!
Those bastards!
Is he dead, or is he just
roasting? No, he's alive. He's not quite roasting over the fire yet. He's high enough up that he knows what's coming.
Wait, Will, why are you so happy about
that? He's very
upset. I'm happy that
he's tied.
No,
but Will, like...
For you listeners... Upon being told that he's roasting over an open fire on a spit...
Like a chestnut at Christmas.
Will threw his arms up in a Jesus pose.
Biggest smile.
Will is not yet cooking, though. He is prepared to be cooked.
Those people around the base, are they fighters or are they just people? Can I read? I'm going to read a sitch.
Okay.
It seems like an appropriate time for
security. Oh, the irony.
Now see, that is a symbol.
Fast food will kill you.
That is a 10.
Alright. I'm say, is there two other friends up there, a clown and a
So
and
I get
king.
Three here, so...
And a 12.
Yes.
Which enemy is the biggest threat? So I guess so. We stop and Barbarossa looks out the window and tries to assess the situation.
I'd say the biggest threat would be. I think it's safe for you to assume that it's Thomas,
the guy with the mustache.
The guy with the mustache, the chubby man with the mustache.
Yep. All right. What should I be on the lookout for?
Grimace.
Oh my god, I wish I had thought of that.
The Hamburglar.
Rubble.
I really like Burial Show, it's kind of scary.
You should be look. Should be on the lookout for the Grimace, who is a Wendy who wears all purple.
And he has a scar across his face, so he's always scowling.
He's got like a... Yes, and he's got like a furry purple jacket.
Okay. And what's my best way past all the throngs of people up front?
Probably to carve a path right through them.
I could do that.
I think you could.
Okay.
That might not be the same answer for everyone else, but for you... The best way in is through those people.
Oh, that's what Staples is for.
I'll read a snitch stitch for away from me and my gang.
All right.
Me, my boys. Me and my boys. Let's see what I got.
Wait, Meyer's actually rolling dice?
Oh, damn.
Well, I have my phone over there because I don't want it to mess with the mic. I'm being thoughtful.
That,
for
that guy's name
thanks,
is
listener.
Sanderson.
Thanks, listeners.
Yes, thanks for being there for Shut us up. To be thoughtful about. For Meyer to be thoughtful.
I made it this far. It's a miracle.
You look terrible. Why did you show up?
I don't know.
Looks pretty nice.
I got an 8.
Alex, you look like shit.
Should be home sleeping.
Alright, I got an 8.
I got home from work before, and so exhausted, I just slept for an hour.
Yeah, before I did came over.
Oh, I was just sick and fuck it. Ugh.
What was it?
I think I had food poisoning.
So I'm going to say what... Yeah, I have Wes 1. So I'm going to ask my best way through this... Like, say my, that's not the right, my best way through.
I mean, for you, also the same answer.
Okay, cool. Me and my game?
Yeah, there's not really... If you want to get in, basically the way is through them.
Okay.
And the other answer for, say, if Sin were to ask that, would be... Don't do that.
No, I'm okay.
Or be in the tank.
Yeah. And you guys are far enough away, but you know it's a pretty clear shot. There, no sneaking.
Barbarossa gets out of the muscle car and closes the door behind her. And like cracks her knuckles. Can I just shoot a grenade onto the roof?
You're gonna kill me?
Where you are.
Oh, I'm gonna have to get closer.
Yes. Okay. You stopped far enough back to assess the situation.
Ah, gotcha.
So, when you get closer, they are probably going to start saying things at you, you would assume, because I think I might not have gotten to it, but there's also a giant PA system set up up there.
Oh, yeah, you said spotlight and PA.
Spotlight, I know, I said this PA system is up there as well.
All right. Barbarossa starts walking towards the Mendes.
Come back in the car for a bit.
Oh, Barbarossa gets back in the car.
All right.
I mean, Barbarossa never got out of the car.
That's probably...
Barbarossa is the car.
All right, so you looked out, you checked it out, you guys did a little talk. There's no sneaking. Just the two of you decided to murder your way in.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
And Grandma Vega... kind of hanging out the side listening to you guys. Right on, man. Starts clanking his swords together in that
I got
rhythm.
The grimace.
Yes. Yeah, you go. Be careful. There's a purple one. Yeah, I got the purple one. So there are when we said the grimace, we'll expand upon that. Within the unwashed masses, there are several Mendes just kind of trying to blend in, but they're clearly the real threat. Mm-hmm. So, the Grimace is one of them. We won't name any of the others.
Okay.
Should we not call it the Grimace? Could you guys get sued?
Probably so. If McDonald's cared, but they probably don't.
For the Grimace?
He's the Grimace, not just Grimace.
Yeah. The Frown.
Okay, so this one is Grimace, not the Grimace. This is a Grimace. And he's wearing a coat. He's not a monster.
Okay.
And instead of being pear-shaped,
monsters
he's...
Monsters still wear coats?
Person-shaped.
He's Mendy-shaped.
He's like round.
He's dark blue.
Yeah, he's
a
dark
royal blue.
He's dark blue and feathery, not purple and hairy.
It's like if you mix blue and red, it's a color.
All right, so as you guys approach the spotlight, they're on the roof, but they've got other spotlights and they light you up. Please, let's talk.
Do we have like a megaphone or anything? Or are we close enough to yell back?
A spotlight lights up, still a little ways away from where you are, but you're not stopping yet, so you're fastly approaching. There's a spotlight, and it looks like there's some sort of megaphone, or there's a crate with a megaphone on top.
I guess we'll pull up and...
I guess Grandma Vega would have to say, right?
Yeah, give Grandma Vega the megaphone. Unless you want one of us to take it, so you don't have to have a conversation with yourself.
That would be nice.
I mean, it would make more sense if Grandma Vega did. Just...
Well, Grandma Vega, let's say you guys got walkie-talkies to communicate within the car. Don't let him know I'm here yet, man. See what he wants first.
All right. Which one of us wants to take it? Sin should stay in the car.
Yeah, Sin wasn't offering to get out of the car.
Okay.
I'm too hard-boiled, man.
All right, so Barbarossa will do it then. So Barbarossa gets out of the car, picks up the megaphone. What's there to talk about?
You have my favorite Wendy.
And?
I want it. I want it back. And I want the head of that asshole who stole it.
Who stole it?
Grandma Vega.
Grandma Vega.
And over the radio, Grandma Vega goes, "No good, man. We're going to have to kill him."
What's in it for us?
We'll leave you alone for now.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. Barbarossa, is Barbarossa close enough to shoot now?
Do you sell Grandma Vega down the river to avoid a war that could possibly kill all
actually,
of us?
No. He doesn't say we'll leave you alone for now. Bring me his head now, and we'll sit down and celebrate our new friendship with a feast. And he gestures to the body of Will.
Yeah.
Yes. A nice, delicious meal, ready to be cooked fresh over the open fire.
I'm going to pull my dick out and pee, right?
Yeah, are we close enough to shoot them?
What kind of guns do you have? The grenade launcher?
Can't fight! I have a grenade tube, a machine gun, and a shotgun. Oh, shotgun's not.
Shotgun isn't. Does the range?
Grenade tube is apparently close.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense.
No, it does. They don't go too far.
Oh. But my machine gun is close/far.
You could probably get a couple of the,
Boys, whip them out.
You could let them know what we think of that things,
deal.
Not with any
accuracy. We were dicks out.
Like, if you wanted to start shooting into the masses of people, you'd probably hit a bunch of them. If you wanted to aim for Thomas, you'd probably miss.
All right. So, Barbarossa just drops the megaphone, starts walking forward, and brings out Slaughterfucker. And just starts emptying into the crowd.
And so kill them! Kill them all! We are feasting tonight!
Jesus Christ. Kill them, please!
Yeah, and Will really wants you to kill them.
Half pint!
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm going to wait for Half Pint's gang to finish peeing.
Yeah, we're going to pee.
In their general direction.
Yeah, okay. You guys probably didn't even get off your bikes to do that.
No, we're not gonna pee on our bike. We're not gonna pee on our bikes.
I mean, you get yourself up over the handlebar. You stop the bike clearly.
Yeah, you balance
you
the bike.
You stand on the.
Yeah,
and then you all pee in unison.
You pee, then you sit back down and.
Speaking of peeing, I will be right back. Sorry, I know this is bad timing.
Let's talk amongst ourselves.
It's okay.
How's recent events that happened?
I hate all recent events.
Even the most recent event?
That was the worst one of all.
Oh, yeah.
When the stuff happened and the things.
Well, vacation was good.
I hate stuff.
How's Mark?
Oh, you love
Mark's
things.
Good.
I do really love things.
I mean, he has cellulitis right now in his arm, so
he has what?
Cellulitis.
I don't know if that is.
It's when you have cells in your arm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Get rid of them.
It's like fluid that builds up, and it's not good.
Lots of infection. Right off.
Fables.
Do I really look that crappy?
You look really sick.
You look bad. It's not terrible. I see worse.
Not like I'd, like, look at you and say, man, that guy's fucked up.
You just look a little pale.
Yeah, you look kind of wan.
You look like if James was sick.
Like if James was getting over food poisoning.
Yeah.
That's how you look. Exactly.
Yeah, I ate something last night, and instead of throwing up, I tried to pass it. Should have just thrown up last night.
You should have puked it in a bag and then ate the puke.
Giving it to the puke fairy.
Yeah, I should say it for the puke fairy.
She's angry.
Angry.
She's angry because you stopped puking?
I puke?
When did that happen?
I don't know. Oh, we killed them all, Chris.
Yeah, we won. Oh,
congratulations.
That should do it.
Will Wolfen's back at the reservoir.
Oh, damn it, that's what I was going to do. At the very beginning, I wanted to redo the scene with Will cleaning his car right before Dave
and
fell
out. That right.
And that should do it. All right, so they are surging forward. The unwashed masses, Mendies that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Grimace.
The Grimace, yeah, he's one of the Mendies. He's a special Mendy.
Got swords.
Not the Grimace.
But a Grimace.
Grandma Vega whoops it up, jumps out the window, and starts running toward the fray. Dial and all of her motorcyclists and whoever else. Oh, Dial's driving the tank, but she's going too, so yeah. She starts driving. You see Wisher is going to town on the machine gun. What would you guys like to do?
Carving peasants.
Okay, so you're just kind of mowing down the peasants.
Omarosa makes those motions with her hands and goes...
And then she shoots people.
Yep. Sin is cowering in the back of the tank.
Cowering, sounds good.
So does the fact that I count as a gang come into play here?
Yeah, it could, because you count as a small gang. Meyer, what do you count as?
Small.
You're a small gang. You have a small gang? Okay, and Dial also has a small gang.
So
I'm going to say together, you make up a large gang.
Ooh.
Well, no, because you're a one-man gang on your own, so you're still a small gang. Meyer, you're in charge of your gang and Dial's gang, so we'll call that a medium gang.
Okay.
So that is, you guys are going up against a large gang.
Oh.
So, minus two harm from you, and plus two to you, and minus one from you, and plus one to you. To your gang, not to you. You use your gang as a weapon.
I know, yeah.
Okay.
I know.
Well, it's minus one, because whenever I inflict harm, I inflict plus one.
I do minus one.
Right, you take the harm you inflict with the plus one, and then you subtract two because of the difference in gang size.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah. Now it's only one now, because it's for...
No, for you it's one, for me Alex it's two.
Oh, okay.
Because he's two
Alex
steps
is
lower.
A small gang, and you have two small gangs merged into one for right now.
So are we rolling?
Sure, go right ahead. Seize by force. We'll say you guys are seizing Will.
Five. That's only an eight.
Oh
no, this is why you use a phone.
An eight.
So seize by force, I choose two. I suffer little harm and inflict terrible harm.
Got an eight.
Okay. And so eight. What is the harm that you should be doing?
So terrible harm is plus one, right?
It's plus one. So,
that would be five harm.
You got your machine gun's four?
My machine gun's three.
Right.
Plus, I do one more harm in battle.
Okay, and then for plus, being a gang.
So,
No, not for being a gang, for being me.
That's just the thing.
Whenever you inflict harm, inflict plus one harm.
Oh, one of the skills you took.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
Three, terrible four, harm is five.
Five.
Terrible
harm
is
two. You're
going to
do three.
Yeah.
I got an improvement. I rolled an eight, so I get two. So I'm going to suffer little harm and inflict terrible harm.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Except you're going to do more because you have a bigger gang. So you're dealing four damage. Oh, wait, what's your gang?
Oh, my harm. So I guess plus one. I guess it was a three, but now it's bigger, so it's four, I guess. Would that be true? Or?
Yeah, let's say we'll add two to it for Dial's gang people for now.
All right, so
five. Yes, five.
So four.
Four.
Because he's medium, they're large.
Oh, and you don't get the plus one bonus, right. So you both did four.
Oh, no, you inflicted terrible harm too, right?
Yes.
Oh, so that's five.
Okay, that's where I was getting the other plus one from.
Yeah.
Yes. Right, and then you both get two harm.
Is that we also suffer less harm?
You suffer less harm, so one, and do you have any armor?
Yes, I have two armor.
Yeah, we have one.
So no harm.
So Barbarossa walks forward as bullets come flying at her and just ping, ping, ping.
Most of them really seem to have melee weapons.
Ah.
But there are, they're definitely guns, and you do get shot, and it bounces off you, both of you. Well, really, you didn't do anything, Meyer. You just said, go, go, go.
Yeah.
And you see one or two guys get hit. Nothing too serious.
Alrighty.
Yeah, but you guys kind of start mowing your path through.
When I advance at the end of the turn. Yeah.
Nah, fuck it. Advance now if you want. Well, it depends on what the advance is. Which one you take?
That's all. I'm just going to decide. I'm not sure. All
right. Well, when you decide, let me, I'll let you know if it comes into effect immediately or not. Hey, do you have one? I'm going to make a recommendation to you that you can take a move from another sheet.
Yeah.
You might want to take the driver move that does driving, which adds your stats of your bike to anything you do when you're on your bike. I forget what it's called, but Will has the driver sheet.
A no-shit driver.
Yeah. That will come into effect immediately if you take that one.
Wait, can I say it?
Yeah. Let him see. That's a good one for you, though.
Yeah. Power. Add its power. Okay. Okay, so just basically add my power. What's my power? Plus one.
Yeah, it's...
So as long as you're on your bike, you're more intimidating, you're...
Okay.
You know, what's higher, your power or sharp?
My it's the same.
Okay.
Alright, whatever, I'll do that. Sure, I'll take that.
Because it's also good in a cinch. Clinch. We do something on a fire roll plus sharp instead of roll plus clinch.
Right. Yeah, that.
But that one doesn't help him get stuff from his bike that he already has.
It's part of the driving.
Okay.
No, that's one of the driver moves. It doesn't have anything to do with the car, that one. Right?
No, it's one driving move.
No, it's a driver move.
Driver move, yeah.
Right. Driver is a person. Driving is an action. You only get to pick one of those things.
All right, I'm going to pull out my grenade tube and shoot someone. Or many someones.
Okay.
So, Barbarossa whips... Punk!
Right into the crowd.
Yep.
How much damage does that do?
With my bonuses... Six.
Six. All right.
Oh, wait. Well, no, five, and then if I... Do you want me to roll for it?
No.
So then just five.
Five. Very good. The unwashed masses are thinning out. They are kind of wrapping around as they were surrounding the whole building and coming to trying to kind of flank you. You know, like a big...
Right.
I'm trying to explain it without my hands. So then anyone listening will understand what I'm saying.
There's a ring of them, and they're opening around and trying to wrap around us.
Thank you. I knew you got what I was saying, because you said, okay, okay, and I'm doing this.
I got you.
That's my thought process there, why I was saying the same thing over and over, even though you clearly got it.
Well, the same thing. I'll
You keep going?
Yeah.
All right, don't even roll. You keep mowing people down. Say something cool you did.
I will. Something cool I do. I have a machete.
Yeah.
I would like to cut a person's head off, catch it in the air, and throw it at another person.
And so you do. You guys, Grandma Vega said, I got the blue one. And you see, he runs up, he's got his beat going. The Grimace... No, not the Grimace. Just Grimace.
No, actually, can I throw the head and hit Will so he falls off the spit?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So he's away from the fire.
Yeah, you knock him back. Will, you were up pretty high since you weren't actually on the fire yet.
That's not. No, it's not. It's not this Will.
Yeah.
I know. I'm telling Will. Not Humphrey. Will. That hurt.
You're playing with fire here, Chris.
I'm getting too meta for us.
Yeah. Well, you guys can thank Ed for that, by the way.
I always do.
He said, when you guys find them, can they be lowering Will into a fire and cooking him alive? And I said, sure.
Thanks, so. Ed. Will, you especially should thank Ed for that.
That was Ed's addition.
I mean, you guys seem to just find ways to put me into games anyways.
So. Oh, I do like to murder you anytime I'm running one.
I've made the 3 games so far. Maybe 4.
I mean, yeah. The last one Ryan ran was basically just about you.
Yeah.
All right. Grimace has this big Warhammer kind of thing, and you see Grandma Vega just kind of lets him miss and then steps him a whole bunch of times with his sword.
Yeah, I'm in every episode of No Ace Squad, too.
Yes, yeah, anytime I do that, you're dead. Then he proceeds cutting people's arms and other limbs and heads off. You guys see Vandal on his motorcycle. Pulls a big-ass shotgun, just kind of driving around. He stops right in front of one of the other Mendy's. It goes to bite him, and instead, he shoves his shotgun in his mouth and blows its head off. Who else came with you?
Sin is hiding in the limo.
Hiding in the limo.
Sharp has the shillelagh.
Sharps is kind of waiting by the door just in case someone opens it.
Oh, who's manning the gun in the limo?
That was Wisher.
Wisher
is shooting the shit out of everyone. She is an amazing shot.
I guess, like, Sin would probably be, if it's a belt-fed machine gun, Sin is probably, like, feeding up bullets to Wisher.
Okay, sure. I don't think you need to, but you're there, doing something.
Yeah, I'm helping in any way I can.
You're clearing away the empty shells so they don't roll around the car. You've got a bucket, and you're catching all the empty shells.
All right.
Was there anyone else cool with you guys that I should say something about? I don't think so. Oh, the muscle car. It's just running people over. It just drove into people. So now Barbarossa.
Mm-hmm.
2 Mendy's are approaching you. One of them has looks like it was a stop sign. Because it has a stop sign on one end, but that's the back end for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's using the cement that they use to keep it anchored into the ground as a giant mace. The other one just seems like it's got really sharp nails and teeth, and it's coming to claw and chew at you.
Well, they don't count as a gang.
They do not.
But I do.
Yes, you do.
So I'm going to seize them by force.
Okay.
With my machine gun.
Your machine gun. There you go.
That is a 6, so I fell.
Oh.
Boy. So your move gets turned back on you. I think. What are my other choices? I'd probably just turn your move back on.
Oh, wait. No. That's a 7. That's a 7.
Okay, good.
I rolled up the wrong stat, so that's a 7. So I don't fail. Instead, I inflict terrible harm, and I impress, dismay, or frighten my enemy. So,
take harm.
I point the machine gun at the one with the stop sign slug, and I just open up into him and scream while I do.
All right. He turns into a pink mist.
Because I would do 6 harm.
Your point blank, yeah. The other one, however, tackles you.
But I impress, dismay, and frighten my enemy.
Well, that enemy, the other one. Yeah, some of the other enemies nearby are. Oh.
Okay.
Maybe we shouldn't do that.
Okay. He's very impressed. So he tackled you, so you wouldn't do that to him.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
He's not doing any damage to you, though. He's trying, but your armor is way better than his nails and teeth.
Yeah.
So you picked the right one to shoot. Meyer?
Yeah.
You also have 2 Wendy's, Mendy's. They are approaching you. They are both of the sharpened teeth and nail variety.
All right. Is any one more cooler than the other?
No, they're both. Well, one of them does have a knife sticking out of his arm.
Oh.
He doesn't seem to notice. But right. Other than that, they're pretty much the same.
I will tell my gang to go for one, and I got the other.
Okay.
So I guess I roll twice, right? Once for my gang.
The gang is in attack mode. You just kind of point. They'll take care of that. But do roll for the one that you are taking out on your
own. All right. What do I got to roll? Plus what?
Seized by force.
Plus...
Hard, probably.
Yeah.
I'm a whore.
Show them how hard you are.
Fuck.
Not very hard.
Great. That's plus one. Four. Eight.
Eight? Alright.
Yeah, well, that's because it's four, but then I get plus one on bike, and then plus three hard, so four.
Nice.
Yes, right. See?
Yeah.
This is a new move.
There you
See?
Go.
See? It's good, right? Eight. So pick your two.
One. Oh, no, two.
Yeah.
Yep. I will inflict little terrible harm and suffer little harm.
Okay.
Probably the two best options.
Yeah, usually. So, how much harm does the gun you're using do?
My shot. It's a sword. I have to reload it. It's a sword. But it's, I have, it's going to be three messy.
So four. All right, you don't kill that one, but he is down on the ground. If someone goes near him, I'll probably still be able to bite them or take them down, but as you're on your bike, you shoot him and he goes down and you keep going.
Hmm.
So, not dead, but not bothering you.
Yep.
And your gang is murder-fucking the other one.
That's good.
Alright, well, I've got a guy on top of me.
Yes, what would you like to do about that?
Well, my backup weapon are my many knives. So I can't reach one of my guns right now, so Barbarossa just pulls a knife from somewhere and stabs this fucker on top of her. Do you want me to roll it?
You got him, because he is chewing on your armor and not doing any damage, so you just kind of look at him for a second and take your knife and... I did it again. Until he's dead.
Then I push him off.
Yeah.
Grab my machine gun.
That's actually going to be harder than killing him.
Yeah.
Getting him off.
That's what she said.
Yeah. That is what she said.
Who's she?
Your mom.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh. You know my mom?
Yeah. We all do.
So, Sin.
Wow.
Yeah.
The tank comes to a halt. And starts to rock a little bit, and the door gets pulled open.
That's nice.
Sharps smashes the first person that comes through right in the head with the shillelagh.
Sorry.
Pops their head like a zit. You trying to get out?
Yep.
Gets a few more good swings in and gets pulled out into the
melee.
Into the melee, yeah. And now someone is climbing in. What do you do?
I am going to focus. I make eye contact with that person.
Throw a bucket of hot machine gun shells at them.
I make eye contact. I focus my mental powers and I say, "Get out and close the door behind you."
Okay.
So I'm going to go aggro using my weird and project my. Okay, that's nine.
Fire. Do you want to buy some death sticks?
No, you don't want butts.
They can instead choose one. So you go ahead.
I don't want to rethink your life.
So my order was get out and close the door behind you.
All right, he does.
He does? Okay.
That's part of episode.
Sorry.
He does. Yeah, he says sorry, closes the door.
What is going on out? Can I see through the windows, like, how the fight is going?
Yeah, or? It's going real well.
Okay.
You see Grandma Vega, cut a guy in half.
Very nice. Is there anything I can do from inside the safety of the car to help the effort?
Go team.
Sure. There are guns all over the walls. You could take one of them and open a window and shoot out.
Okay. I will do so. What guns are available to me?
Choose one.
What do you want? I've got the list, I'm assuming.
Pretty much. I could pull up a list here, too.
SMG?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes.
Two harm, close area, loud.
Okay. So, yeah, I will crank down the window, I guess, and start shooting at some of the...
unload.
Yeah. So I will seize by force, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we've been using. Okay. You're seizing the opportunity to help.
All right. I'm not bad at hard. I will I rolled a 4, so that is a 5.
5, yes. So you open the window, you stick your head out, you spin the submachine gun out, it jams, and someone grabs it out of your hand and right in the face with it.
Oh.
And you fall back into the limo. You take 1 harm.
All right.
Roll your harm thing.
All right.
Well, she tried to help.
Yes.
It was a thought that counts.
Yeah. You and I are riding around.
The numbers going.
We're fine.
When you suffer harm, roll +1. Watch me roll boxcar. All right, I rolled a 9.
9. On a 10+, you can choose on a 7 to 9. The MC can choose 1. You lose your footing. You lose your grip on what you're holding. Those things already happened. You lose track of something you're attending to. That already happened. You miss noticing something important. Well, you know what? We'll just say the 3 things on that list that already, already count. So
okay.
Take your choice. You fell backwards.
And
you
I lost
the machine gun. And... oh, yeah, you lost your grip on what you were holding. You lost track of the submachine gun that was really useful. And you fell. Also, the window's open now.
Yeah. I'm going to try to close that.
Okay. As you scramble up, the submachine gun guy sticks the gun in and goes to shoot you. He's an idiot. He doesn't realize it's still jammed.
Can I go and save Sin?
You may.
I'm
just going to really get off the wall.
I'm gonna see if I can grab it from him. Take it back.
Okay, that's also seized by force.
Seized by force. Okay. 5 again.
No, he hits you in the face with it again. Take another harm.
Good.
Throw that boxcar.
I'm gonna roll
now. Now, yes.
Do you want me to make the harm move again?
No. The same thing happens.
I got an 11.
Okay. So you get up and you go, motherfucker, and you go to grab it again, and you hear...
What did you just call him?
Yeah. You're... and his arms are separated from the rest of his body and fall into the limo, and his body falls backwards, and you see Half Pint laughing as he drives past.
I give him a wave.
You give him a wave, and the tank starts back up. Poor Shillelagh. I mean, Sharps.
Sharps.
Yeah.
He tried.
Oh, he did.
So, can I get into the Mendes yet?
Yes. You can get into the Mendes. You're there.
I'm heading for the roof.
Well, you open the door, and there's a clown.
I shoot it with my shotgun.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? You shoot it with your shotgun.
There isn't a clown.
There isn't a clown, but you hear, oh, shit!
Was that from the clown or from somewhere else?
No, there are other people downstairs with you.
Okay.
They're hiding.
Okay.
The clown was not.
Can I read the sitch to see who these people hiding are?
Sure.
It's plus sharp. 10.
Ask 3.
Who's in control here?
Thomas.
Okay. What should I be on the lookout for?
Let me think, hold on. Three. 3 people hiding down here. You should be on the lookout for them.
There's only 3 people, or 3 of the people who are hiding?
No, there are 3 people hiding, and you should be on the lookout for those 3.
Okay.
There were 4, but you killed one.
And
killed the clown.
What's my enemy's true position? The 3 that are hiding, I guess.
Oh, okay. So I was going to tell you, on the roof. But, yeah. Well, it's one's behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
One is in the bathroom. And the
boys are in the girl room.
Yes.
One in each.
Ooh.
No, you know what? No, there's one,
in the kitchen.
One, you know, one bathroom. So no men's room and women's room.
It's a unisex bathroom.
Yeah, unisex. Thank you. That's the word I wanted. So one's hiding in the unisex bathroom. One is hiding behind the counter. And another is kind of crouched down on the staircase that is very rickety because they built it to go up to the roof.
Walk over to behind the counter. Point my gun.
Well, he sees you coming over and pops his head up to shoot at you. What do you do?
I shoot at him.
Okay, you can seize by force because he's shooting back.
Take that counter.
10.
10?
Yeah.
He shoots 3.
So, I...
Are you going to pick you suffer little harm?
Yes.
Okay, then don't worry about it. You blow him up into a big spray of mist. And the one on the stairs takes a pot shot at you, but bounces off your armor.
I also impress, dismay, or frighten my enemy.
Okay.
The one on the stairs.
He runs away after he takes the shot at you. He goes upstairs.
Is the clown dead?
The clown's very dead.
What kind of gun did that guy behind the counter have?
He had a shotgun.
Ah.
Yours is nicer.
Okay. I'll take his ammo.
Okay.
And then I... and start making my way up the stairs.
Well, I'm still got in the bathroom.
Okay. Shut up, Will.
I know. I don't care.
Well, he is absolutely coming up behind you.
Okay. Well, I know he was there.
Or she.
Or she.
Yeah. You hear a creak, and this person is on the stair right behind you. He's wearing a crown. He's some sort of sneaky king.
Sneaking.
He's the sneaking.
Yeah.
Sneaking.
He's got a knife. And it's coming. It's a machete.
Okay.
Oh God.
I spin around as soon as I hear the creak and blast him with my shotgun.
Picturing the Burger King king sneaking up behind me with a machete.
Remember that commercial where he was asleep
is
and
that really a machete?
And now
he's just holding out a patty,
a creepy smile.
Holding out a Whopper.
Wake up,
and there was that game that they had at one point called Sneak King.
Yeah,
where you snuck around.
Yeah,
as the game.
And surprise people and gave them burgers.
Yes. So yes.
So you want me to roll?
Yeah, roll for that. Because we're gonna see if he gets a shot in or not.
8.
8. So you get to pick 2.
I will suffer little harm and inflict terrible harm.
Alright, yeah, you blow him down the stairs.
So that is. I just want to check my shot.
That's just
3,
watching Achievement Hunter.
4. But yeah, that's 6. Yeah, that's 6 harm.
Yeah, that kills him.
Yeah, that's his harm clock.
Yeah, well, NPCs are also crunchier than PCs.
Yeah, I think
they say they die 50% of the time at 3 harm.
Oh.
Yeah. So, 6 kills him.
And Barbarossa keeps going upstairs.
All right.
Grinning, blood, covered in blood, grinning the whole time.
F pint.
Reload my grenade too.
Someone has pulled Nightmute off of his motorcycle.
Not Nightmute.
Nightmute. They are. 2 people are holding him down, and one of them has a sledgehammer. They're going to bash his brains in.
Oh, what
do you
first,
do?
I'm going to shoot the guy with the fucking sledgehammer first, of course. I'm not going to let him shoot my buddy.
All right.
That's it. I'm going right for him. Actually, wait, so...
He's coming right for us.
Yeah, I'm just going to go right for him.
Yeah.
I was asking as a cool...
Send out the numbers!
Yeah, please, if you come up with a cool way to do this, just say it, and the cool thing can happen.
Well, I definitely get him, because I fucking got a... That's a... that's a... Oh, 13. Is there like a
cool. So I'm gonna.
Is there a ramp?
I'm gonna pick up. Like there's like a. Let's say there is like a. Yeah, there's like a ramp, but I also on the ground I pick up like a trident.
Just a random trident on the ground.
Jump up.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should probably lay low because you're probably wanted for murder.
Let me call it a trident, though.
You can call it a trident. In fact, there are only three prongs, so trident, but.
And as I'm jumping off, I'm like, not my night mute!
And so you're jumping off the motorcycle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you get him right in the neck.
No, I'm as a jumping my motorcycle in the air. I'm not jumping from it. I'm just throwing it. Okay.
Oh, so you're javelin throwing this into him.
Yeah, he realized if he jumped off the bike, he wouldn't get the bonus anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to say the bike could go crashing into the other two. You could still land on one of them.
Yeah, that's going to be.
And then perhaps you turn around and just shoot the last one.
Yeah. Right. No, no. Well, I've plus three, so I'm just going to fucking. I'm going to fight him, so I'm just gonna be like, what are you doing still here? Run away.
Okay. Sure. And he runs. No one else is running away. One guy runs away from the fray.
Why? Why are you Snapchatting me?
Why is he... What? How do you know it's Snapchat?
He could be tweeting.
Can I impress him? I do need one more.
He's catching me like scratching my honor.
You want to recruit him?
Yes.
You rolled very well. Yeah, you can recruit him. What do you say?
You.
You're working for me now.
Oh, okay.
You're on a new flywheel. Flywheel 2!
one.
He goes, okay, yeah, alright, whatever you say, man. And he takes the trident and he starts guarding you.
Alright. Night mute, you okay?
He gives you he gets up, he gives you the little, secret handshake you guys came up with. Right. High five, ball grab.
Okay.
High five ball grab?
Yeah. What did I say? I said no dying on this adventure. Alright. And you, Flywheel 2, get better at killing people. You failed.
Oh, okay. And he stabs someone in the neck.
Alright. with the trident.
With the trident.
Is that better?
Good.
He's just gonna recruit people.
I lost a guy.
Yeah. You're on probation.
Actually, you're losing two more guys at home. We don't know about.
Oh, those are guys.
They're not his guy.
Winkle and Dinkle.
Yeah.
No, they're Dial's Crinkle guys. And Crinkle and Dinkle.
All my guys are with me.
Yeah.
Crinkle and Dinkle are just people. Other people live there. They're not Myers guys. They're not my guys.
They were Dials
guys.
They're
just guys.
Oh, Dials
they were Dials guys. They were raiders. Now they're dead. Now they're very dead. Lee killed them very painfully.
There was a snap and then a scream and then a bald boy looming over you.
Yeah.
Alright, now Flywheel 2.
An 8-year-old kid.
I'm going to write down Flywheel 2 now. He's got a pitchfork.
Let's terrorize. Let's finish this.
You're part of my game.
All right. So up on the roof, there is. I'm trying to think of the last fast food thing that guy could be. The one that was on the stairs.
Taco Bell.
No, I killed the guy who was behind me.
Yeah.
The one who ran up. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not chasing him.
A giant's hat.
They just went the direction
the one
I was
that
going.
Fled in the direction you were heading.
The giant's hat.
Hat.
For Arby's.
You know what? He's wearing a sombrero for Taco Bell. That's it.
Just a sombrero?
Yeah. You're never going to know his name.
Okay.
So
it's Taco Bill.
whatever it happens to be. Big Hat is standing up there with his... did we say what gun he had?
No.
It bounced off your armor, right?
Yeah.
He's got like a .22 rifle.
Do you really want to do this?
Do you really
and
want to hurt?
He kind of looks back at it, you know, kind of. And then takes the gun and aims, because where the fuck is he going to go?
He could jump off the roof. He'd have better luck.
He could. Whoa. I'm stuck. What else the fuck am I going to do?
Jump off the roof.
What?
Jump off the roof.
And Thomas turns in. Don't jump off the roof.
Jump off the roof or I kill you.
See it, Thomas. Jumps off the roof. Breaks both of his legs.
That's it. Well,
if he's all crawling away, he's going to be like, ah!
He kind of just crawls into the corner and hides.
So Barbarossa walks out onto the roof and some help you've got there.
Yes, this isn't going well.
And then shoots him with her grenade too.
I'm going to recommend that you don't do that.
Why? Because then the roof will collapse and the whole building would come down?
I wasn't going to say that, but I was going to say you are pretty close to be using a grenade.
But it is close.
Right.
Too close?
Too close.
All right.
Like, I could use a grenade to kill someone across the room who is close to me. Whereas you are now within stabbing distance of Thomas.
Oh, I thought he was like across the
roof. This is not Call of Duty. It's okay, use a boom too.
Most of the roof is taken up by the giant bonfire that Will was roasting over.
Maybe not stabbing distance, the fire's between you.
Okay.
But yeah, if you shot a grenade at him, you would definitely get hit with shrapnel.
Gotcha.
Everyone on the roof would get
hit. What about the guy in the white suit?
He is kind of off to the side. He's got a cane, he's holding on, and he's got a shotgun trained on you.
You could end this now.
All I wanted was my Mendy back.
Well,
it's my favorite Mendy. It's not too late. I can put a stop to this. I'll even let you keep the naked thing with the swords.
Barbarossa sighs and says, "Have it your way."
He looks relieved for a second until you realize that you didn't really mean have it your way. You're still going to shoot him.
Yeah.
And you're not going to roll for that because he's just... You shoot him off the roof, just like Dave.
Will's out there driving.
I was thinking about him landing on the guy that jumped off the roof. But I think that he probably jumped off a different side.
Yeah, so.
He lands on someone, though. He kills someone on the bottom, too.
I point my shotgun at the guy in the white suit. And what about you?
He just invited me for a party, man.
Drop it. Get out of here.
If it's all the same to you, I might wait till the killing stops.
All right.
So they'll be done in about 10 seconds.
I pick up his shotgun just so he can't have it. And take out a knife and untie this Will character.
Go ahead.
Free!
Wait a minute. I go back to the white suit. Hey, give him your jacket.
Yes, sure. You were naked.
Oh, okay.
I think I forgot to mention that, but that was part of what Ed requested, so...
Oh, fuck you, Ed.
I should look at the text message on my turn.
I remember you saying he was naked.
So we see how Will reacts. I'm burning over an open fire. Yeah! I'm naked. Fuck you, Ed!
So now you've got a jacket. It is not the right size for you. So
that guy.
You look kind of like Grandma Vega. Kind of like you're wearing a cape and nothing else.
And the pants.
Please, sir. They're not even going to fit.
They're not going to fit you.
No. So I just tie the jacket. Will ties the jacket around his waist.
You can say but I at this point. So it is you.
If you want, there's some corpses downstairs.
What are you going to hide, your dick or your butt, though?
That's a good question.
Well, I'm a dick.
Let that sexy ass hang out.
Yeah.
No one can know.
All right, Barbarossa leaves. Walks downstairs.
All right.
Well, this wouldn't have happened if someone had stolen my alligator.
It seems... This is why you're the best at this. So, you are now, Will, you are on the roof with just the man in the white suit.
Oh, and funny when you said this is if someone sold Luciosity.
No, you named it Luciosity.
What was your name for it?
So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
What's Will doing?
I'm gonna go home.
But there's people fighting down there. You're gonna.
Alright, so.
I'm gonna wait it out and then go home.
You're gonna pull a Sanders and you'll wait till everything's done. And then
I think the fighting's almost done once they see Thomas's corpse fall off.
Yeah, a lot of them went away. Yeah, a lot of. Because here's the deal. That giant mob of 10 deep people that you were killing, that was their food supply.
Uh-huh.
So once they see that the bosses are dead, they are not fighting you anymore.
Gotcha.
The Mendes, yes. The Mendes would, but you've killed most of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mop up the rest.
You mop up the rest of the Mendes, a couple of the crazier food people who have been with them for a little bit longer and have just kind of lost touch with reality and just murder anything.
Well.
Nothing special left to do.
Good war, everyone.
Will! What are you doing here?
You guys actually...
I was captured.
What, really?
Well, I mean, I thought I had a protective alligator in my reservoir. But apparently it didn't do anything. It was missing.
Join us!
Well, then maybe you can come to Akatomi Plaza if you want. Just don't go in the basement.
Why would I want to go in the basement?
Yeah, no, exactly. Why would you want to? Don't so dumb.
Why are you looking at me, Will? Do what you want. This is you. This isn't your character either. Humphrey is in with Bill Mann, so. I'd like to know, what does Will do?
I guess Will would go back to the compound, because his house is no longer safe. Because he was captured quite easily from his own home.
All right, yeah.
All right, so Will joins the tomb.
Yeah. Will Walson is joining the tomb. You get on the back of Half Pint's bike. Yes, there is one thing that we mentioned about you already, and that it is that you would join the scenery if asked. So, see, look, I even made a note.
Will would join the scenery if asked. Then, all right, fine, I joined the scenery.
Yeah,
all right.
Yay! See, look, you can read it. Will Walson would join the cult.
Okay, Will Walson joins the scene.
Right. Well, not yet. But you will.
Where you put the tattoo?
I don't know. That's a discussion for... That's a discussion for Will Walson and Found Wand Fisher.
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
But Rose, how come that guy's still alive?
He didn't do anything.
He was with them on the ceiling.
They just invited him over.
That's what he believed him? I didn't know that.
What? You want to go kill him?
I mean, at least torture him and for information first.
Information about what?
To see if he's actually lying or not.
You could bring him to me. I could do something.
What happened to you?
Oh, it was a bit of an altercation with the... butt end of a machine gun.
I actually have an angel bag, so I could give you some first aid if you want.
Yes, please. That would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Sin is, like, bleeding down the front of her nurse's uniform.
What happened to, what's the person?
So do I have to roll for that?
What? I'm not really sure. You'd have to get the angel book, I think.
It's next to you.
Oh.
It counts as an angel kit with a capacity of 2 stuff.
Oh, the moon?
No, it's in the folder.
Is he the angel?
Sharps.
Or I can look up.
Sharps.
Angel kit. There we go.
Sharps was pulled out of the car. I need to see what happened to him.
I've got the PDF.
To use it. To stabilize and heal someone at 9 o'clock or past.
Are you at 9 o'clock?
No, I'm only at 6.
Mm.
Alright, so I guess you can't use it, right? Is that what you...
Oh, wait. To use it to speed the recovery of someone at 3 or 6, don't roll. They choose... what are you at?
6.
So you could spend 1 week blissed out on chill stabs, immobile but happy, or do their time like everyone else.
You're
probably just better off waiting until you get back to the tomb.
Yeah, I'll wait until you get back to the tomb before I...
What happens if they're at 9 or more? You can heal them.
You need to stabilize them. Basically, when you're at 9 or higher, wounds get worse, so you're, like, slowly bleeding to death. Like,
yeah. You get more damage as time goes on when it's that high.
Where's Sharp?
Yeah, you found him. He's a little worse for wear, but...
He's alive?
Yeah.
Oh, I can come across Sharple.
You okay?
He is bleeding. He's killing the shillelagh.
He's got... He does not have the shillelagh anymore.
What's a shillelagh?
I broke it off on someone's forehead.
Good way to lose this.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I put the sharp end into someone's throat.
Oh, yes. That's pretty good.
Now I've got this. And he's got a ball peen hammer. Not ball peen. Claw. Claw hammer.
Oh.
Very nice.
I got a new flywheel.
He changed my name.
And he's got a trident.
He promised not to murder me if I helped him. It's working out for both of us so far.
And you,
please don't kill me.
And you better be running fast. Flywheels are always fast.
Yeah, I'll get fast.
Okay.
We should probably head back.
But don't go getting yourself killed like last flywheel.
No.
Last flywheel's head got cut off.
I don't want that to happen.
And then I had to shoot his head off with a Viking funeral.
Yes, none of that sounds good. I don't understand some of the things.
Since you're the new person, you're in charge of feeding... Luciosity.
Well, don't start looking for Flywheel 3.
Is that good?
Yeah.
We don't know.
I'll help you. You're not gonna... I'm not letting my... I just got a new flywheel. I'm not gonna let you die right away. Or at all. Most...
You know what? I was gonna get eaten tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So, as long as whatever Lumosity is doesn't eat me. I'm happy.
Yeah. No. Then if you're like delicious, then yes. You know what? Second off, if somebody eat you before, that means you're delicious. Stay away from Luminosity because Luminosity will definitely eat you.
Luciosity
will definitely eat you.
Luminosity. then yes. I'll stay away from Luminosity.
You're delicious. So maybe your name is not Flywheel too. Then I'll come up a new name.
Isn't that a game?
Yum yum.
It's lots of things.
Well, that's
you could.
That's
just,
amazing.
You could just ask the man what his name is.
What's your name?
Yum yum.
Oh,
good answer.
Yeah.
Now, why don't we head back to the tomb, and hopefully there's still a tomb to head back to.
Oh, did you want me to, give the man a treatment?
How close are we still to the Mendes?
He didn't leave yet, but the fighting stopped, and he disappeared.
Okay, so he's gone.
Look what you did.
Oh, well.
I mean...
He was definitely a baddie.
Where's Taco Bell?
You guys could probably try and find him if you want, but... He's not cowering on the roof still.
He's definitely a baddie, man.
We'll deal with him next time.
We could have just dealt with him now.
I don't want to leave Found alone for too long.
What's the worst that can happen?
Back to that.
What's his name? My god, Grandma Vega walks up behind you, flinging blood off his swords. Why, man? I think Found's doing a bang up job, probably.
Well, we'll go find out.
Grandma Vega, you see what? Did you see how good I was killing people?
No, man, I'm sorry. I was busy.
I made a jump and I fucking threw that trident into a guy.
Oh, man, you had a trident?
Well, that now Yum Yum has a trident.
Sweet trident, man.
Grandma Vega gets in the zone.
That's true.
Yeah, Grandma Vega is red.
I wanted to impress him. Him once.
He takes the towel off his shoulders and starts drying the blood off of him. And then, once all the blood is off, he throws the towel away. I need new armor.
How about that? I point to his tat is the white coat.
I believe you're using that armor.
You know what? Here.
He takes it, he ties the sleeves around his neck, and you know, they come down kind of like a tie almost, and the things over his shoulders, but his arms aren't in his sleeves because they're tied around his neck. I'd explain that. And he slaps the inside of your thigh with the side of his sword. Nice cock, man.
Oh yeah, we got two new people now. That's Will and that's Yum Yum.
Nice to meet you guys. I have a good feeling about both of you. You don't have a trident, right?
No.
I bet this one's got a nice cock, though.
I'm uncomfortable.
And that's the end.
Yeah, we could end right there if you want.
I'm uncomfortable.
That's an uncomfortable thing for someone to say.
Yeah.
So how, when they return, I did a good job, right?
You did. As unfortunate as that is for me. I was really hoping that Will would not come up with anything to say, and that he would just be like, and then you'd be like, oh, they need help, let them in.
Will is getting better at this.
Yeah.
But she saw that there was problems with them.
Yeah, both Will and Eric handled the situation better than I expected. I kind of figured Eric would just be like, oh no, someone outside that needs help, let them in. And Will would just be like, oh, I better hide. And you guys handled the situation, so.
That's right. And now I'm getting a new member of the cult. Yeah. She's right. Definitely going to recruit. We'll talk to Will about it when he gets in.
Session end, you add Hicks.
Session move. Yes, that's it.
And she inducts him in one of her favorite ways to induct him.
So.
By having sex with him.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure Will will be very happy with that.
I'm going to give plus one Hicks to Nurse Sin. Because we tortured a guy together.
Yeah, we did.
Just before anyone else goes, I was reading about this. No, it's fine because you wanted to do plus. Last time, Eric, you were talking about, oh, I don't know anyone better, da-da-da. You also could give someone minus one Hicks, and if you get to minus four, it also resets and you get a just like plus four. So you could go minus as well. So go ahead, continue.
That was me.
Yes.
Well, the only one I interacted with is Humphrey, and I hung out with him a bit. He could probably get a plus one from me.
Okay, sure. I'll do a plus one. I'll put you at zero.
What? I guess he was at negative one.
Oh.
I'm going to give mine to Half Pint because he saved my life.
Yes. That's right, he did.
Yeah. Plus one for Nurse. Let's see, who are you?
Can I minus one for Nurse Sin from the...
No, you give it to them.
From the Mind Rape, though?
No, you give it to
them. No, that was last game.
Sorry. Yeah, that was last game.
And because of the Mind Rape, he knows you better, so no.
Yeah, but I would hate...
Right, but that's not whether or not you like them, it's how well you know them. So that would also be... Still, don't forget last game, so no. But it would still also be plus because you know him better. Because Sin mind fucked you, and now you know, oh, I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't go with him or her. She will rape my brain.
No, I guess I'll give my plus one to Eric.
Yeah, and Bounds and Humphrey.
Okay,
yeah, I'll give one to Nurse Sensu, because then we have like a, I'd say like some saving her that we have, it shows how loyal Half-Pine is to the people who,
Alright, that resets, it resets to plus one.
I didn't,
okay, if it resets, you get an exp.
Yeah.
I didn't really converse with Half-Pine this game, so.
Okay, well, you just pick one person, and you either give them plus one or minus one. Yeah. So you're ready. Alright, and I'm going to let everyone do a nomination because I like that rule. It's fun.
I'm going to nominate Meyer for recruiting that guy.
Thanks.
I am really torn between nominating Alex for Have It Your Way and nominating Will for Someone Stole My Guard Alligator. I am really torn, and I'm not sure which one I should.
Choice.
Alex, evens or odds?
Evens.
Four. Alex gets mine.
And I'll give it to Will.
Yeah.
Alright.
And I get to improve.
Yes, I'm gonna give mine to Eric for not letting the house burn down while we were away.
That's right. Just found
just,
more than.
Just kind of hit me that, oh fuck, we left Will and Eric in the garden.
Yes, yeah. I did that on purpose.
We got that shit down.
Did everyone do their thing?
Will did.
Will then.
Will, who? Who you like best? Well, that's not fair. Who would you like to give your experience point to in this game?
Who has not gotten an experience point yet?
Ryan. Me.
Right, I'll give it to Ryan.
Yay!
I'll give it to Ryan because I feel bad for him.
I get the pity experience.
Hey, it all goes to the same place.
Because the only thing I did this game was fail at brain raping someone and then get my face beaten in with the end of a machine.
You know what? No. You failed at brain raping someone.
Humphrey would have enjoyed seeing that.
That's why you get it.
This is really like my attendant. The guy, you're working for me now.
Okay. Yeah, and when you put this one up, I think you really should call it Someone Stole My Guard Gator. Guard or whatever.
Okay.
That was my favorite part of it. Although, Have It Your Way.
Have It Your Way, I love.
Oh my god.
I hope you guys enjoyed it.
All right.
Do I have to press a button here?
Yes, you do.
No,
you have to press
the record
button.
The record button?
Stop.
Not exploding.
Will, any final thoughts?
Da 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 da.